Riders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shukuin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dustin Ryan is awesome writer. Jedimon. Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, episode 47.
Eagle Shock, Pantsu! That was an extremely weird voice, and I apologize for myself.
Everybody needs Pantsu.
Fuck yeah, except for Kevin. He'd be Pantsu.
Okay, so we're coming at you with a duo this week, because Kevin, we don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, he disappeared. He said that he thought that the Pikmans were part of Starmons, and Brian kicked him out, because Pikmons for life.
Forever Pikmons, the campaign.
So we got rid of him, and then he never came back. So right now he's probably going...
So, I don't know. I sent him a text message saying, hey, where are you? And I got nothing back.
When did you send it?
I sent it at 1:27, so about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, I didn't even know about this. I wasn't alerted of this. I think I'll leave now, and you can do this by yourself. No, I'm kidding.
Fine.
It's called the Shuki Show.
So a while ago we had one with just me and Jedimon, so now we're doing it with me and Dawson.
Yay!
To prove that Dawson is not as expendable as Kevin claims.
Yay, I can finally prove my worth. Alright, I'm gonna go get some popcorn. You just keep talking. No, okay.
So we'll just go ahead and jump into the one ups. I'll start, I guess.
Okay.
Sure.
I have to think what's up.
What the fuck have I gotten? I think only my box from Mario came. Consisted of figurettes, Gatakiriba, and Shinken Mario Gold.
I thought you got like a package from Nintendo for a second. You honestly confused me.
Well, the general flip-flop is Mia Mia, and it sounded Italian, and so went with Mario.
Oh, nice.
Figma, Sting, and Strike, both being really cool. I have some problems with Sting, but I think that's just because I don't really like... Because
he's got asthma.
Yeah, Sting.
Why you breathe so hard?
Why you breathe so hard?
So I can live.
So I can riv.
Riv-oo.
So real quick, and the Gokai Saber, that too, that's awesome. Real quick synopsis. Gatakiriba is cool but loose. Shinken Gold is fantastic. Better than Shinken Red, in my opinion.
It's because he's all gold and shit.
Sting is good, but I think he's just lacking compared to all the other riders.
He suffers from not being Strike Syndrome.
Yeah, he got shipped with Strike, who is probably the most badass Figma ever. Because he's Strike.
Because he's awesome. And he's like, oh, I should just join the winning side anyway, because I'm like a super cyber criminal.
So,
or he could just be one of the Ventaran writers who's just definition is personality of a brick.
He's really cool, so that's all awesome and stuff, I guess. So, yeah. That's really about it. I don't really know what else is going to get here this week, to be honest, because everything else is shipped. Oop. Everything else is shipped Sal, so my capsule set 4 should get here this week. I know that should definitely get here this week. I don't know about anything else, but I got a whole bunch of shit on its way. So, and I finally got a metal holder.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Yes.
Like, finally. Okay, so last night was probably like the first night in a while where I wasn't getting up at 5 o'clock to check AmiAmi or whatever. I'm not gonna bother. And, like, it was the first night I didn't check, and I was like, the figure arts just went up, like, the day before. I don't think they're going to stock anything. So I just kept sleeping. I wake up, and I refresh my metal holder tab to see temporarily sold out. I about killed something.
His poor dad, he was in range, and he threw a punch. Didn't have anywhere to go anyway.
And I'll tell the fun figure art story after Dawson was done with his one-ups.
Okay.
But that's really about it for me. Just playing Lego Star Wars and Pokemon and watching Cross Wars in like 2 days.
Forever Pikmons. Team Cross Heart for life. Represent. Present. Alright.
It's my turn.
Yeah. Okay. So then after mine, we'll leave 10 minutes for Kevin's one-ups. just a blank space for it. Okay, anyway. So there hasn't been a whole lot. I haven't gotten like any packages at all, so it's been pretty sad on that front. I finally got my Vlog to go off after my internet modem was all jank, so it was like super old by the time it went up, at least for me. But videos are finally starting to trickle out. Trickle. As for what's on its way, I have my package with Gata Kiriba and Shinken Gold and the two Figmas as well. I was waiting to have it shipped because of the Terracandroid, but that ended up not happening at AmiAmi until like 8 weeks. Oh shit, I mean Cheese Turtles. until like 8 weeks after it was released. So thanks to the legendary Shukwin Shinobi, he got me a Terracandroid and
Forever Pikmons.
Yes. And then he, well, that's for the Epic Shopping story, but so I got Terracandroid and the metal Candy Toy Metal Set 3 on the way from HLJ. And then I also got a Gashapon Metal Set 4 from, what's his name, Hoobity Boobily?
Hoshiboshi?
Yeah.
Yoshiboshi?
I got one of those too for a good price. And I think that's all on its way right now. But other than that, I picked up Tron and Little Fockers today.
I picked up Tron and Tron.
You don't like Little Fockers?
I'm gonna watch it. I just
don't want to buy it.
Probably don't want to buy it. I don't think we have any of the other ones.
I bought the one with a little light cycle because it came with a toy. I was like, well, for $5 more, I can get a collectible, so why not? But so other than that, I've pretty much just been chilling, playing Pokemon and Star Wars like him, and not naming people with the noises. Alright, so time for Epic Shopping Story.
Okay, so here's what went down.
I'll tell Kevin's side.
It,
nothing.
It was Monday night, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, today's Tuesday. It was Sunday night.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Sunday night.
Yeah, you're right. I remember that.
Because Monday night was when the metal holder went up.
Saturday night was when it was all, like, super windy and stuff.
Saturday night, nothing happens because it's Sunday. So it was Sunday night, and SoundOut notifies me that the Tamashii page was updated with the new figure arts. New figure arts being Shouta Ichigo.
That's the girl version.
Ichigo and the Ankh stand set. So I was all like, yay, they're going to update. So I'm sitting here telling a story about how my speech teacher thinks I'm awesome.
And they're having an affair. Shh. Just kidding.
God, that image in my mind just totally kills it. She's an old black lady.
Oh, shit.
So Dustin's like, figure it to go. And I'm like, fuck yeah. And I threw my 3DS.
I was like in the middle of a sentence. I was like, that sounds really figure out now. Like, I got all serious. Let's get down to business. Funny.
So, this was after we booted Kevin from the call. Okay, well, here was the deal behind that. You see, we was talking, and I was trying to have a conversation with Dawson. He was playing Lego Star Wars. He apparently refused to plug in his microphone. And so all you heard was basically... Oh, no, I don't even have Star Wars.
Basically, clap. Basically, hear...
So it was...
Mixed with airplane noises.
And then, like, his computer fan, because it's all loud, and I'm like, plug in your microphone. He's like, no. I'm like, buy a headset. He's like, no, you buy me a headset. I don't have any money. And he's the only one of us with a job, so... Kevin, buy a headset.
No, the closest thing he has is a Rock Band microphone.
He won't listen to this one for, like, 3 weeks after it's released, maybe.
Hi, Kevin, in 3 weeks.
I don't know what number he's on.
I don't know.
But anyway, so I was call master, and I was like, you know what, I want to talk. And so I booted him from the call, just as a joke. And me and Dawson were talking, and then, like, 20 minutes later, we realized he never came back. And he's got the ability to just jump in the call, so I don't know why he didn't come
back. He can jump right into the car.
He can jump into the car while it's moving. Because he has that power. So I don't know what's happened there. And then the figure arts went up. So, figure arts went up. I'm like, oh, fuck. And so I had all the tabs open. I'm like, add to cart, and then check out. And when I got to the confirm payment source or whatever it is, I got triangle, triangle, question mark, square box of death. And Ami Ami died. From there on, it was death. And so they finally came back for a second. We're like, go, go, go. And then it froze again. And so we're all on Twitter going, ah, fuck, why do you do this? And
why are you do this?
Is like, Ami Ami's melting. I'm like, lol. And so we're all flipping out. Shark's laughing at us. And so it was just an all-around bad time.
So we refreshed Ami Ami for literally like 45 minutes.
Yep, we were sitting, and then eventually it gave us the fish message, which according to Kevin's translation on his computer is like something about fish. So we call it the fish message. So that was up there, and which basically means that they're dead. But apparently people were still able to access the site through bookmarks and stuff, which is cheating.
Cheaters.
You shouldn't do that, only I should do that.
Yeah, we needed it more because we're cool.
So, I loaded it on my phone, and for some reason the phone didn't give me the fish message. I got through, and like I'm like, oh, fuck, click, and I'm like, as I was trying to buy Shaota, it's like, sold out.
And then
like,
we began
you
to...
son of a bitch. And then, like, not even, like, 2 minutes later, Ami Ami comes back, full force.
And everything
and
was
they're
gone.
Like, everything's gone, lols. I'm like, okay, thanks, asshole, for making me waste an hour of my time. And so I was mad, and then Dawson was mad, and then I went up to bed. And of course, I hopped on my laptop because I needed to stock more toy sites. Then HLJ's went up probably about a half hour later. And so I put in my order, and then I put in Dawson's order, and then I put in Rider Zero's order.
Rider Zero's. There's two of them now.
Zerai? I don't know. So I put in his order, and then we were all like, yay! And I texted Kevin, who managed to wake up, and he put in his order. And then he was like, why are they going on Ami Ami? So I had to call him and explain to him what happened while him sounding half dead. And then, like, not even 15 minutes after I hung up the phone with Kevin, Ami Ami restocks everything. So I'm like, oh, god damn it. And so I'm like, click, 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 add to cart, add to cart, add to cart, and... So I had to put in my order, and Dawson's order, and Matt's order,
Rider Zero's
order, and then they were gone. And then once Kevin finally got my second text, like, he missed Shaota, and he was trying to buy Ichigo, but it wouldn't take his password, but he got an Ankh arm. But I don't really know.
And it was the right one.
Yeah.
The left, or whichever one's opposite. I don't even know what side I'm on.
Shrug. So, that was our big, long story about how we obtained figure arts.
Pretty much.
So, I'm once again complete on figure arts.
It was long and stressful, and that sounded disgusting. It was long and stressful, and red and hard.
It was. And
but it was epic.
The metal holder shit. Thanks to Oki, though, for getting me one. I was really depressed because I missed it on Ami Ami. I'm like, god damn it all. And so I...
And thanks to Shuki for ordering my figure arts twice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sends hug.
Hug. I'm like, so Oki, can you give me a metal holder? I can't get it. He's like, sure. And he got me one. So
he found that little kid off the street that's in that magazine. He's like, give me that little bitch. Sorry, little kid. And just runs away.
Speaking of figure arts, there might be a post about this by the time the podcast goes up. I don't know whether I'm going to do one or not. But the August exclusives, G-Deno, mm-hmm. Uva... Axel Booster and the Tajador effects parts. Those are all up now, so contact your main middleman service, Cough. To get those, Uva comes with a stand that has cell metal stacked on it. It's really cool.
It makes me very horny.
So he comes with a stand. The Tajador effect parts come with a stand. Axel Booster comes with a new axle head. And G-Deno comes with nothing special.
Apparently, Brian's is the only one that's bloated. It's his original axle head. Mine's fine. It's not a mustache bloated face.
Whatever. So, that is all for that. So, now let's move on to the news.
The news! Special reports.
So, our first news story here is in Eternal Returns Updato.
Eternal!
tunnel. So, what the hell do we have here? We got all sorts of things. So, Foundation X's Jun Kazo, Kazu returns in the Beast Cinema as Utopia Dopan, just like the TV series. Foundation X's role is to fund an organization. In this case, they're funding a group called Quarks. Not to be confused with the page layout program.
Or Captain Quark from Ratchet & Clank.
The currently revealed members of this organization are Prospect, played by Junichi Haruta, and Lloyd.
Lloyd.
I'm not making
new favorite
up.
Character.
Played by Sho Tomita. Interesting to note that those
show
two
it
are,
to me.
Are past Sentai actors, namely Dyna Black and Goggle Black for Prospect, and Abare Blue for Lloyd. Lloyd. Oh, that's excellent. Aside from these two past Sentai actors, Rin Takahashi, who played Mako and Shinken Pink, since they're the same person, will appear in this film as Mina.
Which is everyone.
An experimental super soldier with ESP powers.
Mako wise, but that's Mina.
Oh, God. It tells Shotaro and Philip about Katsumi Daito's heroic past before he was corrupted in the current state that we saw on Double Forever. Kamen Rider Eternal Red Flare and the Eyes Dopant will debut in the V Cinema. Red Flare doesn't use the Eternal T2 memory.
He's the Found Driver.
He uses the Found Driver and he's filled with love and happiness. As a trial product, the T2 memory actually draws out the full potential of the Eternal, which is actually called Blue Flare.
That's Blue Flare. What does Kiryu have to do with this? That's what I want to know.
He's Eternal, actually.
Oh, wow. He's Eternal's illegitimate son.
Then we got a bunch of scans. So we've got Daito with Gaywad. Who's probably the coolest Gaywad. Character ever. Like,
he just got gay-bashed.
He's just so funny to watch. Because he is so flaming and he pelvic thrust chairs.
So he's Shark.
And then we have Reika, which is the heat dopant, also known as Hot Chick.
Yeah, heat,
or
chick.
Heat Chick.
Oh.
Or both at the same time. Heat Hot Chick, Hot Heat Chick, I don't know. So she's all tied up because
Eternal likes kinky sex games.
Some bondage.
And this really does look like a weird game. Like, first I'm going to stick this in my driver, and then we're going to make sex.
Double Returns Eternal will be released on July 21st with Sophia, the, Daito's actor's name, I forgot what it is at the current moment in time, but he's the lead singer, and they'll be singing the theme song again, called, Code E, it's like Code, it's like C-O-D slash, or hyphen E, the Code of E, I don't know, what a convoluted name.
I don't know, fuck.
And then there's this picture here of, Gino being shot. And, the look on his face is absolutely hilarious.
It's full of derp.
This is not a I've been shot face. This is a...
like, I'm the father of the baby face.
Face.
Unbelievable. No sense.
And so everyone thinks that Terui did it, but he didn't do it, so...
Then he's beating up somebody with a bucket?
Spoiler alert.
How you doing?
How you doing?
You want tickets to the bears? Or actual bears?
Both.
Fuck yes. But bears is amazing.
Bears in my mouth.
Oh god.
So continuing the awesomeness that is Kamen Rider, we've got an O's Tamashii combo update, which is more than a Tamashii combo update, but anyway, with the first movie only combo, Tamashii combo, revealed a few weeks ago, here are more info, the combo, and I'm not just going to stop reading this because it's totally throwing me off. So Tamashii combo consists of Taka, Imajin, and Shocker core metals, which is a really weird form because it's red, red, gold.
Yeah.
I understand. I kind of like wish it was a different head or something.
Like
I understand
head.
The Imajin one has to be red because of Momo.
Yeah, it has to be Momo. Can't be anyone else.
Can't be anyone else. It has to be Momo. So like the red, red, gold thing just kind of throws me off, but... anyway, the Shocker core metal comes from the Taka cell metal at Ankh drops while they're in the past. And one of those Shocker grunt guys finds it and then takes it home with him and loves it forever. and thus Shocker Greed was born. No, they do a bunch of scientist stuff, scientific stuff on it, and they make the Shocker Greed, and he's all, bah, Shocker Greed. And the horns on the shoulders of the Tamashii combo can be used as a weapon, but Momotaro thinks it's just a decoration so that Oz can fight in a stylish way. That's Momo.
Yep.
Tamashii combo's finisher is called the Tamashii Bomber, which utilizes the power of the three core metals and throws a spiritual ball a la Kamehameha.
Yeah, you can tell by the first picture, he's like, Kame. That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't even lie to me, tell him he's not.
Not.
Okay.
In addition, the last image there shows the machete teddy, or I think I'm saying that right.
Mashed potatoes.
The machete teddy.
Yeah, teddy machete.
Teddy was trapped in 1971 when trying to save Naoki, which I think is one of the kids.
Sorry, the kid.
Meanwhile, when Momotaro returns to 2011 in the final battle, he sees the secondary riders led by Kamen Rider Birth, who is apparently Date. So
Yes! I love Date.
Help the main riders. Also, the third image posted above is the other appearance of Shocker's great leader, which was first seen at the end of Kamen Rider Stronger.
Stronger.
So, since we didn't really talk about the Eternal thing, I completely forgot to actually discuss this shit.
Yeah, I was like, alright, so then you're like, okay, Tamashii combo. I'm like, alright, well.
I'm really excited for the Double Returns movies. We pretty much know everything at this point.
We pretty much said the same thing every time we see pictures. We're so excited for it. It's double boner.
Yeah, basically.
You forgot to mention the picture of Eternal with that rusty knife at the beginning. Like, I'm going to give you tetanus. He's like, bitch, you get tetanus.
Go, go, Tetanus Rangers.
I'm pretty much most excited for Lloyd. I think he's going to be the best character ever. And then there's new figure art for him, which I guess I'm sort of looking forward to. But it's double. It's going to be exciting. And I hope the Eyes memory comes with our T2 set.
I'm sure it will.
It better be. Otherwise, I'm going to hold you to it.
Yep.
And as for the... I'm trying to find... There it is. The Tamashii stuff. I mean, there really isn't a whole lot other than what we already know in clear pictures, but I'm looking forward to it.
And, like, the secondary riders that are here in this picture, Zerino, Saga, Ixa, D-End, Axel, and Birth. Yes, please.
Fuck yes. Only thing that's missing is Zonky.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Trying to think who else is missing. Probably missing some other people. I don't know.
I mean, it's missing a lot of secondary riders, but, like, that lineup right there is, like, perfect, though.
Well, no, there's some people that I'd love to have, but, yeah, pretty much. You got hard, gay, and, like, weird people, and I think it needs 2 Ixes, one for each representative. Just saying.
I think it needs 5 Ixes.
Just 5 Ixes? Just a team of Ixes?
Ixa Sentai?
That'd be epic. Ixa Sentai. Something Ranger. I don't know. I'm not good at this.
Intercept X Attacker Sentai. Ixa Rangers.
Fuck yes. So,
Ixa Redo.
Speaking of Sentai, that's like a perfect segue.
Yeah.
To say.
Sentai okay. Stuff.
So we got more stuff about the Super 199 battle and stuff. Okay. That sounded epic. Okay, so we got some scans, and these are scans because they're not in the magazine that I'm holding. So the first picture is like a cast picture of Gokaiger and Gosager, like doing their annual, like, hey, let's all take a group photo and hang it on the mantle. And so, okay, let's go reach these people. Okay, Captain Marla is just sitting there looking like a badass, you know, petting the owl, like, bitch, I'm a pimp.
An owl. And then it's a parrot.
What did I say?
You said owl.
I'm sorry, I meant to say bird, and then owl came out. I don't know. I keep thinking of, I almost said Cedric. Circuit. Cedric is Circuit's brother, that's right. Okay.
Cedric is Circuit's brother from the ghetto.
Fuck yes. Team Crosshot for life. Anyway. And then we have Monet just sitting here, like, looking really bored, like, why am I not leaving? And then Aerie's just sitting there looking a little too excited to be sitting next to Captain Marvelous. And then we got Milfy being all peace, like Austin Powers. And then Aim to Family doesn't even look like herself. I'm pretty sure she couldn't make it to the photo, and that's just some random chick they picked. I don't think it's really her. And then Joe is just sitting there like, why is my name Gibkin? Am I part of the Gibby family from iCarly? And why does my jacket have so many zippers? And then Hyde is just generic. He's just hiding behind everyone else.
He's no joke.
And then, what? I can't remember what's Alta holding. He's holding something I'm pointing to. Let me click on it. Looks like a little car. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on there.
It looks like he's about to pull a prank
on
Captain Marvelous.
He's holding, like, all their Ranger keys.
Maybe. And he's got like a
scared.
He looks like he's about to pull a prank on Marvel. It's like, don't tell him about to squirt the substance on his head. And oh god. And Gokai Green looks completely vacant. Looks like someone just completely sucked the soul out of his body. And his hair is extra poofy.
It is. It's ridiculous.
Like cotton candy. I think someone ate a piece of it, and that's why he lost his soul. And then my favorite one has to be Augury. He just looks
expression
like
on his face.
Such like a derp gangsta. He's like they're like, Augury, fuck, get in here. We gotta take the picture. And then he's just like, yo. Like, I just love it. Like,
it's funny because it's true.
It looks like that's he made
like
it last.
Avatar material right there.
I know. I should still use that. I might use that now. All right. So that's them just chilling. And then we got some like returning Sentai actors. I guess you could sort of say similar to the 30th anniversary movie where we had like previous ones forming a team. I don't know. Okay, so we have Genta and Chiaki because they're both from Shinkenger and everyone loves Shinkenger. And Chiaki's like, "Hey, my American counterpart's out of control." And Genta's like, "I like sushi." And then Chief's all like, "Attack!" And he's all badass. And then Saki looks like she's just been raped. Sorry, she just looks awful.
She looks like that. She has the same soulless expression that Doc has.
She's a perfect, perfect match for him.
Yeah.
And so we got a picture of them all together with the Ghost Sager cast and the four random Senshi. And Chiaki looks like he's just pointing at the camera, man. Like, look, his zipper's down or something.
Look at the person.
Oh, that's funny. And the girls are trying to strike a pose, and Augury looks like he's in a generic Dragon Ball Z figure pose. You're like fists. And I'll just like, look, I'm insignificant next to Chief.
He's like cowering a little bit.
I know, he's like, looks like, oh fuck, this guy's awesome.
Chief,
and I'm
like, someone like shined a light in his eyes. It looks like he's squinting. Like, I don't mean that like stereotypical Asian squint. I mean just like he actually looks like there's something in his eye.
Kind of does. Like, it looks like they were trying to plan this picture and then they got it before they could finish planning it. And I think Genta didn't move since the last picture. Oh no, wait, he uncrossed his arms. Forgot. And he's got like
Genta's kind of got like a Magishine vibe going on.
He kind of does, and he's got like these pimp shoes that look like repaints of the Like Mike sneakers. And Helen Hyde's wearing like lesbian boots. I don't. What's going on? It's Gochi. Okay. So then. Oh god. Let him calm down. Oh god, he muted himself. Okay. I guess we'll go over the next picture while he passes out. It's so quiet here. I feel like I'm talking to nothing. I just feel silly. Anyway,
I'm just so the next to figure out why Hyde's a lesbian.
Well, I mean, just like the booth. I don't know. They just look unusual. Anyway, well, Hyde is kind of tall and dykish. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, next picture is of all the pinks and then the two whites because they feel left out. That sounded weird and prejudiced. Except for obviously, Aubrey Killer isn't there, and they're all there doing their pose and stuff. They're all
There's
striking
a couple
pose.
Other ones aren't there. I forgot which ones they were.
But they're all just sitting there chilling, posing, and Gosei Pinks with Gokai Yellow. I mean, Gokai Pink. I don't feel like I said Ghost Guy.
Ghost Guy.
Ghost Guy. And then we have Battle Japan and Battle Cognac. I mean, they're sitting there
Battle
like...
Battle Wine!
And they're out there because the other Sentai teams didn't like them because they looked so freakish. They're like, what is wrong with you people? And so they're sitting there, and then you have the Dynaman, like, doing explosions, like, oh, we're from PR! And their BFF Facebook. And then you have the Ob Rangers, like, they're in a pinch! And they're fighting a cheeky bastard, I'm sure. And then we start getting pictures of all the extra, like, non-Ranger and Rangers that don't consider to be part of the team. We got Signal Man, I had a hard time saying that. Bull Black, Ryu Melee, and Zuban. He's like, Zuban, where's Ninja Man? Did KO post this? No, Dookie is seen. Okay, so anyway. Then we have Karu and Magi Mother, Woolzord Fire, Deka Swan, and Deka Master being all awesome. Although Deka Swan's like looking at Doggy like, damn, he's fine. Want a piece of that ass. Alright, and now? My mouth is dry. Now we have some past Sentai heroes returning, not like the vinyls. So we got Ryu Ranger, who's now on a bike with his bike. That's what he did after the show. He just got a bike. And then we have Denzi Blue, who is now a who loves and can now sell some. And then Deka Pink, and she loves patrol cars. And then Kenji Uba.
Ducks?
Oh fuck yes, because she converted her car into like an automatic bathtub. And Kenji Uba, who played Battle Kenya and Battle Fever J, expected fireworks to meet face to face when Owl Ranger comes face to face with somebody. The two characters will play the same person or whatever. I mean, you know what I mean. That totally didn't make sense. I'm sorry. I could think the actor played two different people, and fireworks are going to happen. And this article's in English. And then we got some returning villains. We got Blade Ran, who's all like, "Yeah, I'm Blade Ran." And then we got,
"Dude, I got a blade buckle now."
I didn't even think about that. He's all like, "Turn up." And then you have Dagon, like, "Hey, look, I'm a giant fish demon." And then you got Benjik, like Yogo Stein's dad, who's like Yogo Shima Kuritan. And then, and then you got this epic shot of everyone doing a final attack. You got the Go Rangers and the Shinkenders and the Go Onders, and then the Go On Wings are there too, and then Geki Rangers like getting ready to blow some shit up. Okay, so now we got more like serious updates. So many years after the Legendary War, the Zangot came back to attack Earth. The Gokaigers head out to fight them. While they fight, five Ranger keys are stolen by a group of mysterious people that happen to be Homo. These mysterious people were none other than the Gosei Tenshi. They're also in Wizards vs. Angels, and gives their names. If you didn't know them, then go read it. They immediately transform into the Gosagers, because they're so excited to get their powers back, because they've been gone like 45 minutes. The Gokaigers and the Gosagers start fighting for the Gosei Night Ranger key, because he's probably in there. He's like, help! Suddenly, Black Cross... Is that Team Cross Art's rival?
Yes.
Back off, bitch! The Black Cross King appears. Black Cross King, a being who fought against the Super Sentai team, the Go Rangers, with a Black Cross army. He's like their Shocker. He's been called a furry lover. I don't know. He's been revived because of a grudge against the Super Sentai team, so he was so mad at them, he just came back. Likewise, he's reviving old villains. And we have a picture here of Alta looking for Gosei Knight's key. He can't find it. There's also some medals in there because the Gokaigers are whores for gimmicks. And then you have Alta and... Captain Marvelous fighting BBs, like, bitch, we gonna stab you. Marvelous looks like he's not even trying, like, bitch, I'll just elbow you. Apparently, all of the Rangers are getting transported into various spaces everywhere, like, different time periods and such. And then you have Brazura, who appears in front of them and calls himself the Messiah Brazura of Resurrection, who arrives thanks to the powers of the Black Cross. It sounds like the evil version of the Red Cross, also. And he now has a blade buckle around his waist.
Kill people.
And he transforms into Blade and begins fighting them. No, I'm kidding. And he's after Alta and Marvelous. Also, those people I mentioned in the last one, Dagon and Yoga Stein's dad. And then it shows a picture of Milfi and... I think that's Money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in the Edo period, getting ready to Tenso or Invoke. And Gokai Change, like, girl, I got a Gokai Change. I'd call you back if there was phones. And then we have some battle pictures of Gokai Red fighting Andross and IMAC.
Oh, Andross!
And then you have that picture of Alita, like, striking that gay fighting pose of fighting Jaka. And then Gokai Pink shooting the weirdos. And then
whatever,
the epic...
Jaka Pink is, like... Queen Heart or whatever?
Yeah, whatever.
Like, her line of sight is, like, directly parallel with Alita's butt.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, fuck!
And look at the red one. He's just, like, shielding his face, like, oh, God, don't look at it directly. And the blue's doing it, too. And green's like, embrace it. Alright, and then we have the shot of all of the extra people, and then we got, also with them, Aqua Ranger. I think I got it right. And then Big One! I'm going to assume that they just broke free of the control of evil.
Yeah.
And then the giant cannon of death, the Super Sentai Bazooka, just, hopefully it's deluxe, because otherwise it'll probably break. And then the army of pinks from that last picture just fighting each other. Oh yeah, because Gosei Pink and Gokai Pink are fighting him. And then Big One and Aqua Red are fighting Sorgamon? Who's this? I don't know.
Wait, what?
They're fighting somebody. His name is... They spell S-G-O-R-M-I-N.
It's Gorman. It's one of the Gokai...
Oh, yeah. He's like the secondary
the little,
one. Like,
the little GPS guys.
Yeah,
check. They look like Garmin. Gorman.
Yeah, and
some little GPS guys.
So then we have a picture of the people that are returning again. There's possibly a third Sentai team, Dream Team, including Big One, Red Falcon, Mega Pink, Ginga Blue, Go Yellow, first seen in Gamma Ranger vs. Super Sentai, that's not important, and Aqua Red, who's Red Red, Hurricane Blue, yay! Aubrey Black, I want Tommy, Deca Break, Nonsense, and Magi Yellow. Break! And Magi Shine, also seen in the last movie. Or maybe they just make some random cameos, just like all the Adam Sandler movies. So that's about it. So I'm pretty excited. This looks pretty fun with the cameos and the fighting, and it just looks epic, and I'm just so excited.
I'm excited. Like,
and Gokaiger is totally making Decade look bad.
I know. Like, I'm not a huge Sentai person, because I just started, really, but, like, I'm excited for this, just, like, to see all the suits come back again, and, like, some Sentai teams I've actually seen.
Yeah, like, most of the ones that are appearing, except for, like, the super old iconic ones, I've actually seen the shows from, so
yeah.
I know what's going on. Like, Chifu! I love you, Chief.
But, like, Heart. Yeah, I'm excited, because I like team-up movies, and I like anniversaries, and this totally kicks Decade's ass.
I know, they're totally embarrassing it. Like, I was thinking about earlier, like, the Oz episode's all fun, and the movie looks pretty okay, but, like, this just totally blows everything out of the water.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the anniversary movie for Kamen Rider is just like, hey, more Deno. Squeaky chair. We have dual squeaky chairs, and Kevin doesn't have one because he lies in a bed. But yeah, so I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to it. I never thought I would have said this about 6 months ago.
I know.
Fuck Sentai, it's gay. I'm never buying anything from Gokaiger. 2 months later, sits on the entire line. Shut up.
It's sad because it's true.
It's funny because it's true. So now we are done with the news. And now it's time for... Yay. I gotta get my...
Okay, so... I'm taking over the summaries today because we don't have any slight idea what happened to Kevin.
No, we don't at all. I think the cheese ate him.
So, I'm gonna say right now that I'll do my best with the props. So, just kind of bear with me, and through the power of editing, it may actually sound good. Okay, so we start up with Marvelous being all, I am so fucking badass throwing these goddamn darts. And then Doc comes in with the wieners. And he's all like, guys, I got the wieners. And then Luca's all like, the screen's broken. It looks like she hit it with a fucking bat. But that's okay. And then this entire time, Marvelous just keeps throwing darts. And then he's like, happy grin and stabs it with a dart. And Marvelous is so badass, he eats wieners with a dart.
That's how badass he is.
So hide your wieners, because Marvelous is going to dart him. And so he takes off this bracelet, which will be important later, and Joe's all, like, exercising, because that's all he knows how to do.
He's like, 1,000!
So Doc's all depressed face, because apparently he's bad at everything. So we got, let's go, Kaija. That's all you get. Zangyak are all like, we gotta do Zangyak shit, and they bring in this guy, Pachamak the 13th.
Pacharisi.
Not to be confused with Pachamak the 2nd, not 2nd, wow, the 12th, from the, from Geki vs. Boken. So they're like descendants, which is actually pretty cool, but I'll get into that later. And so Navi told them to go find, he's like, hey, listen. Hey, go find Tiger Boy. And they're like, okay, so I have to go find the son of a tiger. And so Luca and Joe are at a clothing store. Everyone else was at an amusement park that had a mascot that it was a tiger. And they were all creepy faced. And then we have Joe dressed up in all the clothes that the person at the clothing store made them buy. So he's got like this bonnet thing on. And, like, this leopard print jacket. He looks, like, so fabulous. He's just fantastic.
They totally mistaken him for a girl. They're like, oh my god, it's a girl. Let's put clothes on her.
And so then they find a little tiger-striped cat. And so, like, oh, maybe he was just confused. So now they're trying to go after the cat.
Poor cat.
Then the cat runs away after an explosion. Marvelous is pissed. He's got his pissed face on. He's like, I'm going to beat the shit out of them for scaring that goddamn cat. So you're like, I love cats. Patch Mac, fuck you. And so he's got his, like, giant arms on his shoulders. It's really weird. So they go Kai change. Go Kai Cha! So they roll call and they're all, Kaizuku Sentai, go Kaija, yay! And so they shoot the shit out of the little GPS dudes. Oh, and they slash and they shoot and they slash and they shoot and they jump off cars. It's very PR reminiscent again. Which is always a fun time. Yes. So they kick ass and Pachamak's like, dude, look at this! And like his shoulders come out and they're all like long hands. Because he sucked up their weapons with his magnetic Ken. Which is just cheating.
Pretty much.
So they have no weapons, and he's got, like, Mr. Fantastic arms going on, and they're pretty much just fucked. They're fucked. Yeah, no one cares.
So, totally noticed that sounded like Cow Ranger.
They're Cow. Like, moo! And so Joe, Luca, and Marvelous are beating the shit off Pachamak with their magical Gao powers. I'm whatever the fuck her name is, Pocahontas, and Doctor Who are just sitting there going, fake wow, Asakura. They're so cool. I want to be cool like them. Even though Joe's all like, never give up.
Never surrender.
And Luke is just a giant
poor
butch bitch. So the two of them are feeling really bad about themselves because they can't do anything right. And so they walk a little bit toward a scene that I think we've seen the stairs a lot in various Sentais and Kaminars, for that matter. So we cut to John doing all his John shit. He's just, like, clawing and kicking and flipping and breakdancing, it looks like. With long around his neck, it's pretty gay.
It's actually the 4-star ball given to him by his grandpa.
And so these kids are just staring in amazement. They're all like, yay!
They're huge Gekki fans, just like me.
Yeah, they are. And so she's like, wow, if we learned Kung Fu, we could be cool like them. And Doc's like, well, fuck that shit. That ain't gonna help me. And he leaves. And so they go back to the ship. Marvel says, like, here's your cat. And then Navi's all pissed because she said kid, not cat. And Marvel's like, dude, we just got a cat. That's awesome. Oh, God, Marvelous is just so badass.
I know.
And, so, Ahim, with all of her epic training, she's just sitting there going, and then when her head hits the table, and she's like, ow, that hurt. And then Luca's like, you know what? Go to bed. Just give up. Leave the call and go to bed. Stop making a fool of yourself. So she goes to bed.
Embarrassing yourself.
Doc's still all sad face, so he goes up to look at the stars because that's what cool people do. Then Luca goes up there and like, bitch, look at this. I can find all these goddamn shooting stars. I'm so cooler than you because my eyes are like, they're like a hawk. They're so cool.
They're like the taco head.
Taka. And so she, or no, he leaves. He's all like, fuck, I didn't know she was awesome like that. And so he sees that bracelet that Marvelous was wearing while he was throwing darts. He's like, man, I want to be cool for a moment. And he picks it up and drops it because apparently it's like Goku's weighted wristbands.
It's and exactly it weighs a ton. Like that.
And so he's like, oh, fuck my toe. He's like, I can't believe he was throwing darts with this shit. So good. Man, I love him even more. I was already home attracted to him, and now I'm, like, in love.
I already tried to, like, snuggle him in pictures.
And so we finally get Doc showing up with John and John. Yeah, John.
John.
It's just funny, because John's his actual name. But, so Ahim and John, they're all training, and he shows up with, like, 5 headbands on. He is so prepared. He's got 5 fucking headbands. And John's all like, I thought you weren't good at Kung Fu. Douche. He's like, but if I start trying, I still have time to change. And he's like, okay. And then John puts his arm around him. I'm like, John, you don't know what you're getting into.
Be and careful.
So he, like, snuggles them. And he's all like, wacky wacky, and his Johnisms. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
I miss John.
And so the 3 core guys meet up with Pachiwada Bing Bang.
Bing bang, walla bing bang.
And so we cut back to the duo with John. He's all like, you graduated, because if you aim for greater heights and keep learning, you'll be awesome, super, wani wani, yay.
Wani yay.
So we're like, yay, we graduated. And they're like, the kid's like, don't you know who he was? Or whiz? Wow.
Don't you know who he whizzed on?
I said was, and then I tried to change it to is. And it's like, dude, he was one of the Geki Rangers. He was Geki Red. And they're like, oh, fuck. That's why he was wearing red.
And he had to
actually
Geki
wears
symbol.
Red unless you're a Sentai soldier. So they all run off, and the other guys are all... So they're all fighting stretchy arms, and they're like, yeah, bah, bah.
Yay. Eagle shark pants, bitch!
Eagle shark pants in your ass.
Oh, God.
And stuff like that. So, Ahim and Doc show up, and they're all like, dude, we learned kung fu. Guys, I know kung fu.
Fuck yes. And they so flash.
They're all like, charge. And they're like, dude, we can beat kung fu with kung fu. Let's do this. Yeah. So they're all Geki Rangers, and sadly there's no Geki transformation, and there's no Geki theme.
No.
So I'm very, very sad.
I began crying.
Because I wanted that to happen, but alas it didn't. But anyway, we get some pretty cool Geki fighting action with female Geki Choppa and gay Geki Violet. Totally kicking ass, and so they beat the shit out of them, and then Metal Alice is like, ah, oh, damn, we need to make him grow. So they're like, now he's all big. And so they're like, oh, fuck yeah, Gokai Garion. So they form Gokaio, and they're all just like shooting cannonballs, but he's all like, oh, magnets. And
balls
so Doc's like, let's use these. So they shove the Geki keys in there. And they're like, ah, oh, new toy. But sadly, there's no new toy. But we do get a cool CGI scene of the Geki Beast coming out of the individual compartments. And so they do this Gokai Dai Geki Geki Ken attack thing, and Pachimbak the 13th blows up. And then John's like, I could have trained them more, but I think they'll learn on their own because I just didn't really feel like hanging out with those losers anymore. So it's Zun Zun! And Shafu goes to ding the triangle, and then John takes it away from him and dings it himself. Because that's how he rolls. And then he's like, let's go eat.
Let's go get some fried pork cutlets.
And so now we get a rehash of the beginning of the episode. Doc comes back in with his weenies. And
you know how much
Luke
he loves weenies.
Like, fix the screen. And Doc like flips her around and shoves her and is like, you fix the damn screen yourself.
Woman.
And Marvel's just like, ooh, weenies. And he goes to stab one, and then Doc's like, nope, flips him and gives him the pot and then shoves him toward the table and is like, you said it, bitch. And they're like, guys, I don't like this new Doc. I don't like him in one bit.
He's supposed to be our little bitch.
And then it ends.
And then it ends.
And so, they're all so like, in that next episode, we get some pretty cool...
We get the Sneak Brothers. I mean, Sneak Brothers.
Scenes with some... the flashbacks and backstory and a bat. I don't know why they have a bat, but they have a bat.
But bats is amazing. Bats in my mouth.
Bats in my mouth. So that was fun. I liked it. It was cool. I really enjoyed that episode. Okay, Kevin, now it's my
turn. I see what you did there.
not to be him, but I did enjoy the episode. They're like, I liked it as an episode, but there was problems I had with it. Like as a Geki tribute episode, I would have liked to see more Geki in it.
Yeah, I just want to see the whole show be Geki and Gokaiger.
Yeah.
And then they just hold hands and take over Sentai forever.
That'd be awesome.
That would be.
Like, I'm disappointed they didn't do a Geki transformation. I'm disappointed there was no Geki tune in the back. I'm disappointed Shafu wasn't in it longer.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed John wasn't in it longer. But the fact that they kept some continuity with John having long around his neck, which I guess is Geki spoilers, but whatever.
Spoiler alert. I'm Bear Grylls, and I'm here to say fuck you.
But I mean, like I said, there was problems with it, but I mean, the content of the episode overall, I really enjoyed. It was a nice Ahim Doc tribute episode, even though Doc got one already. But I guess it's time to start rehashing things. Mm-hmm. Overall, I liked it.
That was a good ending to you. Overall, I liked it. I just had an idea. Okay, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, so pretty much what he said. Anyway, let's go on now. No, I'm kidding. Let's go on. Get it? Because it's after Geki. Anyway. No, but I really did enjoy it. I had problems with it, and I felt like at the same time I was less critical and a little like overly critical because Geki's my favorite. Like, it bugged me a lot that there was no Geki music in the background and there was no transformation, because just because it doesn't have a toy, I don't feel they should like rip it off like that. Like, I thought that it deserved it. And it bugged me the fact that unless, like, I've totally, like, wiped it out of my memory, John was raised by pandas, not tigers. And the kid stated it...
I think there was a chance that that was, like, a mistranslation.
Hopefully. Hopefully by the kid's part. I hope that the parrot's just dumb, which I'm pretty sure...
Well, I mean, they just said a tiger's, like, a tiger kid.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he has a spirit.
Maybe
of a
they
tiger.
Meant because his dad was the white tiger and he was raised by him, but not, because he was abandoned when he died.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, but whatever. But, like, I love the fact that, like he said, with the long being around his neck, like, that continuity thing, it was like, that was what I was thinking, like, man, DK just sucked. Like, this show's actually keeping the same continuity pretty much from all the shows.
Yeah.
Or, like, basically the continuity of team-ups, because that has no continuity. Oh, what was that Gokaiger thing? Whose line? Do it.
Welcome to Gokaiger, where everything's made up and the points don't matter.
Yes, we have to say that at the beginning of every Gokaiger summary now. But so I really did enjoy it, and I kind of wish that while John was training Doc and AIM, that maybe Master Shafu would have worked with the other three or something.
Yeah.
Would have been kind of neat. But I also thought it was good development for them that they kind of acknowledged that they're like the weakest links. Because didn't it say like in the profiles and stuff they were the last two to join?
Yeah, like the three of them were the originals, and then...
Yeah.
The other two joined up later.
So, yeah, that was kind of nice that they had that. And it was really cool seeing John again. And I liked that he had his Johnish and he was all cool. And Shafu was like, I'm Shafu. And I feel like there's something else I was going to say about it. And Marvelous is just a badass for stabbing wieners with a dart. It's badass.
I'm going to eat wieners with a dart.
Yes, I'm going to do that on camera. It sounded gay. But so I enjoyed it. I wish we'd gotten a little bit more in terms of the Geki tribute, but I still thought it was cool. And I really like the concept of, like, if they don't have a toy, having, like, the spirits of the mecha coming out or something.
Yeah, like, that's cool. I mean, it worked for Geki. I don't know what they would do for other things, but...
Yeah, I guess it would... I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, I have to find out what's not going to be a toy, but... Mm-hmm. I'm sure they can... Like, maybe for Hurricane Drew, they can have a bunch of Kokiri balls just come out.
That'd be cool.
Kokiri balls, because I love Kokiri balls. Kokiri balls is even more amazing than regular balls. Alright, so, yeah. Geki Heart...
Geki Heart.
Yes, Geki Heart Toja, bonding up with love.
Alright, so now let's move on to some Kamen Rider Ooze.
Yes.
Last time we had anniversary episode. Yay. So now we got more anniversary episode because that's how this shit works.
Whoops. I got a phone call.
So,
Chief, I'll call you back.
Shouta totally just whipped the ass of the other parrot yummy. And so now he's trying to beat up the Squid Jaguar Yummy, but he fails because the Squid Jaguar Yummy has smokescreen.
That thing is a freak.
It's super effective. And so he's like, oh, fuck, and then he passes out because that's what Eiji does when he uses the combo. He's all like, I'm weak face, and Date's all like, fuck my spleen!
I don't know why he turned foreign. My spleen!
And she's like, oh, no, Date, we have to help you. And Ankh's like, God damn it, you fucking asshole. You don't help him. I needed him for medals. Don't help people. I need medals. Damn it.
Those little
kids
us.
Are going to take them, and I won't get them, and they're mine. And I just like, fuck you. We have to get him to the hospital. So they go to the hospital, and they have fun times.
In the covers.
So we have do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- It's sort of like, count the episodes. They've been airing since 1971, except for the times where they weren't airing because it was on hiatus.
Because they were bored.
Today's episode of Kamen Rider is its 1,000th episode, and the Shocker Grunt's like, eee! And it makes it 1,000, and it's all shiny. And so that Mook guy is ironing his Shocker mask. He's like, if my numbers keep rowing, if they keep rowing, we'll get to the other side of the river.
Rowing? We'll never know where we're going. Some kind of Willy Wonka.
So the Mizzou eggs hatch into three Shocker Grunts, and they're all like, eee! And one of them is really fat. It's kind of funny. And Kazari's like, God, you're so fucking strange. Like, these are the stupidest looking yummies I've ever seen.
You're into some weird shit, man.
He's all like, I'm proud to be a Mook.
Magazine book,
fuck
yes.
You're a magazine book. You're awesome. And so, now Kogami's sitting in a chair in a giant room watching, like, all of the, like, intros and he's on YouTube finding those collaborative videos of, like, all the opening themes and all the transformations and all the final attacks.
That's like, exactly
he's watching those. He's, like, watching battles from the previous 999. I'm like, wow, you're breaking the fourth wall much. It's like, I hate to break it to you, but Date's in the hospital and your movie is pretty much...
I can tell you're going to say something.
So why don't you just tell me where my fucking core medals are and I'll leave you alone. He's like, no, I want to see what we got so far. So we basically get what they recorded in the last episode with Edgy on the spinning table and Anka being crazy and Restaurant Chick being super crazy and all that with Dr. Machina's scythe.
I think the baby has a scythe too. I could be wrong.
Yes. Yes, he does. He's got a little scythe.
That is epic.
It's so cool. This show's awesome. So he's like, Super Rushi! And he's like, then he gets really pissed because you won't see how it ends. It's like when you're watching like a movie and then your power goes out.
Oh god.
And then you just get really pissed.
Or when you're watching Planet of the Apes and they end on the Earth planet with apes and you're like, what the fuck? No explanation 10 years later.
Edgy walks in dragging Date's limping, he's all like, I could do this, I want to inspire children to dream, damn it. And I'm just sitting here going, I really want your shirt.
Even if it is bloody, can I have that one?
Can I have that one? It has Date sweat on it. Yes. So hot. And so now they're on location, Date's like, let's do this! And the Mook guys are all dressed up as cops, and they're like, we're undercover, and now it's raining, and now it's not raining. I don't really know. And so we have this random chick come up, going like, oh my god, you're shooting a movie, yay, are there celebrities, I want to see, and Dr. Maki just gets pissed, he takes out the doll, turns around, and starts chasing her with it. It's so cool, he's like a kid that's like, has his arms out going,
I have cooties,
trying to pretend that they're flying. Except with a camera and a doll. So it's pretty funny. So they go back to filming. They're using, like, the weirdest camera ever. Like, it's one of those old-fashioned, like, really big handhelds that are kind of, like, rectangular. It's really strange. Like, I didn't think anyone used those anymore, but...
They do.
Evidently. And so, like, we gotta make this believable. You gotta make it more believable. You guys suck. Y'all suck face. And then Edgy and Hina try to have a love scene and she like flips the umbrella and Edgy's gonna punch her, but she's like, remember me, hug, and he's like, oh okay. Happy face. And then they have like a stun set hug, except she breaks his back and he's like, and it's kinda funny. And Date gets pissed because there wasn't enough believability. I'm like, why? He's watching Samurai. And Dr. Maki shows the doll with a broken back, and it's funny. And so, like, we have to make it more believable. And so, Ankh and what's-his-face are shooting him, and then he gets hurt because the Mook guy put live ammunition in there, which is just a mess.
Which is just actually Snake shooting at them live ammunition.
And so Mook's Mizzou eggs hatch into, like, the various, like, hench people of the various seasons, like Worms and those...
And a mutated Zek Trooper.
Those things from Denno. Those are from one of the Denno movies.
The mutated Zek Troopers?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, they were from... The ones that attacked the Grand Station thing.
Oh, yeah. I was like, are those mutated Zek Troopers? I totally forgot
about
that.
Yeah, they are mutated Zek Troopers, but they're from Denno.
Cheapskates.
You get a whole bunch of, like, random things, and then two of these, Shocker Grunts, one's really thin and one's really fat, with, scarves come up, and they're like, you know what, I'm tired of this, this is hot, it doesn't work, let's just go home. And he's like, hey, are you that amazing singer? And then the little fat one's like, I'm not Susan Boyle! God! You keep making this mistake, I've been your friend for years, I'm not Susan Boyle!
Oh, that was fantastic. I can't believe they made that reference.
And then they disappear. They're not in the rest of the
episode. They never be seen again, ever.
And so now we're back to Edgy beating up the cops, because that's what he does in his spare time. And then they do the whole shooting thing that I described earlier, because I was ahead of myself. And now they're in a field, because they have to be realistic and rapidly change scenery in Kamen Rider, because that's what they do. So one of the grunts makes all the other grunts appear, so we got, like, mutated Zek Troopers and Shocker Grunts and these guys in white. I don't know who they are, and they got Masquerade Dopants.
Sperm soldiers.
Worms. This guy in red. He's a Red Ranger. I don't know.
They needed the Mole Majins.
I know. Mole bastards.
Mole Hado.
And so he's Tatoba. And one thing I forgot to mention earlier that was really funny was when he transformed, they didn't, like, actually show it on screen. But they had Date, and he was all like, Takatorabata, Tatoba, Tatoba, Tatoba! He's all like yelling, and it's really funny. Like, Date is just such a mess.
Second time, I think it was Dr. Maki, or somebody stopped
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's like, Takatorabata, Tatoba! And then he gets hit, which is even funnier. Okay. And so, like, Ankh's like, change the metals, damn it. So he's like, okay. And then he's all like, I fucked that up.
And then he's all, like, misshapen.
Like, just
leave that in there.
So he was all like, fuck yeah, and so he gets his giant cock wings.
God.
He flies into the air, and he's like, ging, 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 giga, scan, and then everything dies, and then suddenly he's back to Tatoba for some reason. Like, that's some really awesome shape-shifting abilities there.
Yes.
So now the Squid Jaguar Yummy attacks, Kazari's there, he's like, oh, look, you got a lot of medals, thank you. And the little Mook guy's like, oh, that was your plan? Fuck! I thought I was actually gonna revive Shocker!
Bamboozled again.
Bamboozled again. Sad face. And so they're fighting near you, and Date's like, ha, I gotta be in this one. And he's all like,
this one.
He's all like, birth. And so he's like, yeah, birth. So he's like punching Kazari and all this fun stuff. I was too lazy to get my birth driver out, I'm sorry.
It's okay, that was actually way more realistic.
And so he's trying to punch Kazari, but he's failing pretty miserably, but that's okay. What's his face?
Edgy?
No, the other guy.
Ankh.
No.
Broto.
Yeah, Broto. Broto is a rock, because I forgot who called him a rock, but someone called him a rock. So he's like, I'm a rock! And he headbutts Kazari, and Kazari's like, oh, fuck! And
his head turns into a moon rock.
Broto literally just stands there the entire fucking time, because he's a rock. He is doing this rock shit awesome.
His acting
so,
is like...
he's fighting the Squid Emma. Jaguar and Burst fighting Kazari. And he was like, I want to help. So she runs over to this rock and goes... and a little constipated Japanese girl noise.
Oh, God.
And throws the rock at the Squid Jaguar. I mean, just totally pones it.
Epic.
And it's just like, thank you. Come again.
Thank you. Come again.
And so he gets saved by the Mook guy, and then there's Kogami being all...
Kogami.
Subarashi, and Ankh's like, tell me where the fucking medals are! And he's like, no, I asked you, do you want to know where your medals are? And he's like, yes! And he's like, well, the answer is, so do I! And Ankh's like, motherfucker! Like, literally, that's what the sub says, so over time with some crazy bastards.
Like, yes.
Like, for now, you should worry about defeating the yummy. Birth, place 1,000 medals into your driver. It's like, okay, that seems like a waste, but sure, we'll go with it. And so, Broto and him are just totally dumping this shit. Like, they take the barrel and just dump it into, like, his chest.
Not to mention the Gorilla Candroid's helping.
Yeah, they're like, throwing medals at him, and, like, I don't understand, like, how this is even working. Like, he takes a handful and just shoves it in Dante's crotch.
I don't know.
Apparently they all go into the driver. I don't really know.
That's how it works.
Maki's bored. He's just sitting there shaking the doll. It's like, it's gonna activate Burst's ultimate ability. I'm like, cool. And so, finally, he's done. He's like, thanks, Broto. And they just, like, pop. So now we have Daitenken. And we've got the Claws story, which is his little scorpion made up of all of his little pieces. And it works like the Battle Borgs.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Or anything from G Gundam. Like, so when he punches with, like, his right arm, the crane arm on the scorpion
punches.
Like, snap!
And when he thrusts pelvically, the little, like, stinger hits him.
That's so cool. Like, this is just really fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is.
He's like, roundhouse kick, and the thing spins, and it's all epic, and so he gets thrown into the water, and, like, Eiji after him, so there's, like, okay, and then he's all... Taco. And so he uses the whips to attach himself to the scorpion and jet ski across the water. This
fucking
is the most
epic.
Badass thing I've ever seen. He's just like, and then the scorpion gets him and throws him on land. And so he's like, fuck yeah, and he shoots him and he explodes. And you're like, no, Sasori! You don't even care about O's, you just care about the fact that Sasori just exploded. So he's like, did I win? Did I get him? And then you see the ground shake and, like, form a mass. Then the scorpion just pops out, he's like, bah! And then Edgy's still on it.
Edgy's like, duh, cool. Winning!
And so it, like, fires the breast cannon, except it's all, like, prism. And it's all rainbowy. And he shoots it, and then it dies.
Epic.
So he's like, epic, you're my new pet. And Eiji likes it, and then Burst's like, fuck yeah, I'm so cool, and he does, like, a little cool pose. Because Dante is just that awesome.
Dante,
so now we have this end scene, I think it's for the movie, I don't really know. It's Tatoba and that Mook guy, and he's all like, oh, you did it, now we can terrorize you some more, because I like you and stuff. I knew you were a good guy, Mook. You were a good Mook. You told me how many figure arts I had.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's like, we're going to beat you writers one day. It's like, we'll be rooting for you. Happy face. And they shake hands, and I don't really know what's going on.
And they pose.
So now we have Kogami is like, what a splendid way to celebrate 1,000 episodes! Yeah, Super Rashid! It's like, the celebration isn't over because it's Kamen Rider's 40th anniversary, too! Yeah! And he's like got this giant flag. It's like that scene from Toy Story with the American flag and Buzz Lightyear. And he's all like, happy birthday to Kamen Rider! And we're like, yay! And then it ends.
And then it ends.
Except next episode we get left Ankh and whole body Ankh, and it's like, Ankh, 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 Ankh,
the
Ankh.
Forbidden One!
He's like, you are me! And I'm just excited for next episode, but anyway.
You are me, and I am you. No, well, I am me.
It was fun. It was a fun little tribute episode, I think. Claw's story was pretty cool. I liked the whole jet ski thing. And they're giving out the fucking shirts. I want the goddamn shirt.
I want the shirt. I'd love to have that shirt.
I want that shirt so bad.
Oki, go steal it off some kids for us.
Oki, go find that shirt in, like, 5X Japan size. Because all Japan's, like, tiny. And there's, like, a trailer for the anniversary in general. It's just,
and there's
Kamen
Rider
cool.
Girls. There's a trailer for, like, everything ever.
Yeah. Like, there's an extra, like, 3 minutes of trailers attached to this.
There's
stuff,
a trailer for that new movie
with trailer
for
a trailer.
Franco. And...
it's really fun, but...
Green Lantern trailer's also there.
Iron Man 5.
streets.
The streets. Everything's the streets.
It's just funny.
But anyway, Klaus the story was really cool. Like, I'm kind of curious whether we're going to see it more. Because they all, like, made a big deal about how it cost 1,000 soul metals because it was 1,000
episode. Well, it could be non-canon because this is Ninja Storm through RPM, so.
Yeah, this is the Disney season, so it's not canon, according to Kogami. But, like, the thing about these episodes were, like, they were so, like, in-canon.
But not.
But they weren't canon because they had all the fourth wall breaking and just, like, the general silliness of the entire thing. So, like, I don't really know what to make of it too much in that aspect, but I really enjoyed it. Like, I mean, it wasn't, like, the greatest thing ever. It really wasn't even that great of an anniversary, but it was just so silly and so goofy.
I know, and motherfuckers, like, and Susan Boyle, and...
This was, like, definitely the cast to do this with. Like, I love the double cast. They're, like, my favorite cast. But I don't think double would have did nearly as good of a job being, like, complete off-the-wall goofy like this was.
Yeah.
But Oz definitely has the cast for it, and it was just all around really, really enjoyable. Like we said last week, I'm really disappointed that this counts towards our episode count.
Yeah.
But regardless, it was still really fun to watch. Like, I'm glad that they did it, just because it was entertaining, but that's all I really had problems with. It was just the fact that it counts towards episodes, and it was so kind of strange.
So basically what he said, he just said everything. You stole all my lines.
Yeah, fuck you.
No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know what? I don't need this. I'm just going to count some screws.
What's up with these antics?
I know. My face isn't toast. What? But anyway, like, basically what he said is, like, the perfect cast to do this, from, like, all of the silly characters and Edgy and Cake Boss and Dr. Maki, who's, like, unintentionally silly, and Date. It was just so perfect. And it really did have that weird thing where it was so non-canon, but at the same time it had all these canon elements, and technically it could work as an Oz episode because of every series in its own continuity. And then Squeak, and I hope we see the Scorpion again because it was really cool.
Yeah, I think we'll see it again. Like, I don't know whether they'll introduce it again just because it's kind of pointless in the show aspect. But
yeah. Just all of a sudden pop it out. Maybe they won't have a take.
I mean,
1,000.
There was no entrance for Birthday. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, he was just like, ultimate the formation. But it was so fun. Like, like he said, it wasn't the greatest anniversary tribute ever. Like, Gokaiger's kind of pissing all over Kamen Rider's attempts at anniversary and stuff. But it was still fun, and it was a really, like, good idea, I think.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really, like, unique idea in order to celebrate it. And I totally think if anyone were to see Shocker Soldiers that don't know what Kamen Rider is, they totally think I was into bondage. Like, what are you watching? A bondage film? No, I'm watching Kamen Rider. What are you talking about? Like, what's this picture here of this lady tied up and this guy with a belt on? Oh, that's something else.
That's something completely different.
That's something different. Yeah, this is part of Kamen Rider 2. So Kamen Rider, like, a bondage show? And Dawson just took that joke way too far.
Yeah,
okay. So it was really, like, entertaining. And it is kind of disappointing it goes towards our episode count. But on the same hand, I'd kind of rather see something like this than just some boring episodes that don't count towards anything.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'd rather watch this than, like, watch a bunch of filler episodes.
Yeah, like, there was a few episodes, like, previously of Oz that I could do without that were just, like, nothing really happened.
Yeah.
They just, metals changed hands, and that's really nothing new. But so it was entertaining. On an Oz note, I hope we see some more Saga Zo and, like, Rator Ta in the future and get some shit back, because he's spamming that damn Ta Judge Or.
Yeah, he kind of is.
And he's starting to spam Shao Tao. I mean, I understand Shao Tao is probably my favorite combo, but I want to see some more equality, like Double had.
Yeah, so we haven't really seen any combos besides Taja Dor, Tataba, and...
Yeah, like, at the beginning, Oz was really good about kind of being, like, Double and, like, equally switching everything out, but now they're just kind of, like, doing one mixed combo and then immediately going to Taja Dor.
Like, the thing that's going on now is that they hit a wall that, like, there's no metals being transferred.
Yeah.
So, like, he's kind of stuck.
That's what kind of bugs me about that whole concept.
Yeah.
Is because, like, they need certain, like, greeds to have metals for the plot, but then that takes away from Oz.
Yeah.
So, I still like that idea I had originally of Kogami copying core metals so Oz can use them.
Copying.
Be cool. Be epic. So now it's time for Samurai... Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
We got to relax this Sunday.
Yeah, I ended up having to do summaries anyway. I was sitting here this morning going, hey, I don't have to do summaries, and I had to anyway, so...
Fuck. I enjoy, like, Shuki's summaries of everything.
Indeed.
But, yeah, we just watched the awesomeness that was the KCAs. Fuck yes. No.
LOL.
It's pretty boring. The only funny part was when Russell Brand was on stage, and he screamed Jesus because the kids started throwing stuff at him. It was unidentified substance.
iCarly won for best show.
Well, duh. iCarly's better than Samurai.
True story. Samurai wasn't even there.
I know, they're like, God, we didn't see him. Like, that's because no one liked him.
Like, they weren't going to be, like, on the show. I mean, it's too new.
Yeah.
And next really year, probably, but...
I mean, some of the little kids thought he was a zombie and started running. But I did hear that Stephen Lunsford, like, photobombed one of their pictures, and I really want to see that.
Photobombed?
Like, what do you call it? When people, like, run through the picture?
That's so cool.
Like, I want to see that. I saw that on Ranger Board. Someone said that he tweeted or something that he did that, and I want to see that. It's epic. Like, Kamen Rider for life! He's just like, you see the picture just running through there with the advent deck? Matt was chasing after him. Where's the advent deck? Anyway. Now it's time for part 2 of our epic Power Rangers retrospective.
Okay, so we're going to start off with a plot and then work our way into like characters, villains, robots, and overall thoughts.
Robots, like robots.
Robots.
Okay.
So, season 2, a whole conglomerate of mess overall. We start off the season with the Mutiny 3 part, where we get introduced to Lord Zedd. He's such a fucking badass that we'll talk about later.
Awesome.
And then, of course, we get to our usual PR style filler. Because if it's not a two-parter, it's got no coherent story.
Pretty much.
And we have the Green Dream. Tommy's, like, has a dream about losing his powers for the 15,000th time. So that happened. Power Stealer. A whole bunch of shit. Then we have Green No More, where he actually finally loses his powers.
Maybe.
For good, maybe. With a turban shell. That guy was just a freak.
Freak.
And so now they have no Green, and there's no Tommy for a whole 3 episodes. And then we have White Light, which everyone loves White Light, and then eventually we move into ninjas.
It's growing! It's growing. Oh, wait, wrong.
We were introduced to Rocky, Adam, and Aisha.
Kiss.
Who will be important later, and then there's more nonsense, and the power transfer... And more nonsense than Rocky just wants to have fun, which is like the worst episode ever.
Poor Rocky.
That episode so much.
I love pachinko machines. I think I've never ever seen one in my entire life.
I love pachinko.
I love pachinko balls. Pachinko balls in my mouth.
Rangers Back in Time, that was a mess. The wedding, because they had to chop Lord Zedd's testicles off. Return of the Green Ranger, that was a mess. Storybook Rangers, that didn't deserve two parts. Wild West Rangers, that was a mess too.
Yeah.
So there's our quick little summary, so now we'll actually get into the plot itself.
And then it ended on Billy gone bad.
He's
bad.
Bad. Billy the goat.
Billy's like, okay, good, I'm in the episode. Alright, I'm good again. And then it ends.
It was an alright episode, I kind of liked
it. I loved it, I kind of liked it, but it was cool, and then they transform, and they have the new Lance, which is really the same first one, but it's like a third version.
The third version?
It's not like an evil version, but just another shoe that looks like this one. Alright, enough Sarah Marshall references. Okay, so, it was pretty messy. Like, for the fact that, like, there was just so many... It just seemed like they were writing it as they went along, pretty much.
Well, kind of, I mean, you had the whole thing with, like, They had all the ZU2 footage, but then Bandai was like, we want new toys.
Yeah,
so they introduced the Thunder Zords while they were using ZU2 footage that had the original Megazord in it. So you have these chopped up pieces of nonsense where, like,
nonsense.
The Thunder Megazord's slashing, and then all of a sudden you've got, like, the Megazord's fist, or his, like, samurai sword turns into, like, the power sword.
And yeah.
Like, it's just such a mess, because they had to chop all this together because they wanted to release the Thunder Megazords for the Fall Waves.
That had to be the biggest like mistake ever in PR history, because like they spent all this money to order the new footage, and then they're like, "Fuck it, we're doing Die Ranger." Like what? Like they just fucked it up so bad. Like I honestly think they would have been okay if they would have used the Die Ranger suits.
Yeah, like I mean, I understand their thought with they don't want to change it because it's iconic. That if they change it, like the kids will forget, or no one will care, or they won't like it. It would have been easier to just use the dye suits.
But see, nowadays, like, kids like new stuff. Like, even I like new stuff. Like, as much as I love series like Gekki and, like, Double and stuff, I'm still excited to see new suits and just starting fresh. And, like, even look at Ben 10, they revamp it, like, every 3 years and give him new shit just to keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's the same cast. I don't think you need to keep everything looking the same. I mean, you gave him new Zords.
Yeah, and that's something that I think is funny is that nowadays, also, the Zords don't sell nearly as well as the figures. So it would have been, like, if it was happening now, it would have been better to get new suits for new action figures than it would be for new Zords.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like back then, sense. I don't know whether the toys just weren't selling as much as the Zords or what, but I mean, like, the only selling point that they had going for them with the figures was the fact that with the Season 2, they gave them those, like, unicorn cycle things.
Yeah.
That I don't think were ever used in the show, if I remember correctly.
I don't think so.
And then, like, they were able to make the new Automorphs with the White Ranger and then Rocky, Adam, and Aisha.
Yeah.
But, I mean, outside of that, they really didn't have too much going for them besides reissuing, like, the same figures that they had before. I think they might have made a new Billy or Kimberly. I don't remember.
They need a new Billy. And a new Kimberly. She needs an attitude adjustment.
But, like, I completely agree in that aspect. Like, it would have made sense to switch the suits. And, like, I like the dye suits so much.
Yeah, they're awesome, and I'm really sad we didn't get to see them. What was I going to say about that also? Oh, is the fact is, it's not like it's been running for, like, 30 episodes and they would have changed. It'd been running for, like, 60 fucking episodes and they could have changed the suits.
Yeah, I know. Like, it already... I think
been around for a long time.
It ran its course. Like
yeah, it really
like you
did.
You had 60 episodes with these suits. If you're gonna give them new Zords and some new weapons, just give them the new suits. Give them some new powers. Change it up. Like I don't think it was bad by any means because I mean clearly the show still remained strong.
Yeah, and it was something original compared to nowadays. Yeah. But I guess this is something more I'll talk about next season. But it got ridiculous, the idea of them in these suits based off of dinosaurs and having Zords that in no way represent that.
Yeah, I know. Like Red's a dragon and his helmet's still a Triceratops.
You could sort of...
Tyrannosaurus.
Like, when I was little, I used to think of him as, like, dual. Because, like, the Tyrannosaurus you could sort of think of as a dragon because it's got, like, teeth. And the tiger could sort of maybe be a griffin in some cultures, but no cultures.
How do you get a griffin?
I don't know, but like I used to think of it when I was little. The Triceratops has no chance. You know what? Fuck it all. They don't have any... Oh, no, wait. This was the ninja ones that I did.
The mammoth can't turn into a...
Because the tiger could be a bear and stuff, and then you know what? Just don't even listen to me. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with little kid me. I'm going to get into the DeLorean right now and go smack myself for being such a dumb little kid. Sorry, little me. I don't know what I'm saying.
I had a thought there somewhere, and then it left.
I'm sorry. The stupidity just overwhelmed it. But I definitely think, like, we got sidetracked on that, but I definitely think they should have changed it.
Yeah, like, looking back on it, I would have preferred they changed... Purred.
I would have
preferred they changed it. I would have preferred they changed it, too, looking back on it. Like, I'm not upset or anything. I'm not mad that they didn't change it. Oh, God, this sucks because they didn't change it. I think it would have been cool. Have
done, like, half in or, like, maybe 10 or 15 episodes in and kept the same suits and done a slow transition.
Hell, so do it. At least know. Do it in... Well, they couldn't have did it in the power transfer because they had White at that point. Or, hell, introduce White and then in the power transfer give them the Die Ranger suits.
See, it would have been epic to have, like, the season finale be Zed coming in, killing their faces off, and then them being like, oh my god, what's gonna happen next season? Next season happens, bam, new powers. It would have brought excitement.
Like, MMPR season 1 through... was it 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 had a good ending. 1 and 2, and the beginning of 3, it was just kind of very awkward chopping points. I mean, you had Oyster Stew and Blue Ranger Gone Bad as the quote-unquote season finales.
Yeah, that was weird. Some weird shit.
And, like, it just creates... I mean, it's a fairly consistent line, but it's not, like, an entertaining line. Like, there's no good division between the seasons.
Yeah. Like, the beginning of season 3 is just awkward, but that's for another story.
Yeah.
The
beginning of season 3, the Masked Rider one, is apparently supposed to be the end of season 2.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
And we're like, supposed to start season 3 with the arc after that. With the
and they just... Yeah. But as far as, like, the season story goes, I mean, like last season, it didn't have much story per se, like a giant arc going on.
It was mostly all Tommy.
Yeah, that's what I was about to get to. Got to me. Well, like, they got Zed at the beginning coming in, which was
neat. I mean, you have Zed coming in, and then, like, Zed's a lot bigger threat, so they need the new Zords, and they're all like, Triceratops, Griffin, not Griffin, oops. Unicorn. Thunderzord, and
since they had this Geo-2 footage and the Die Ranger footage, why didn't they just use both Megazords, like have it as like the Dinozords existed and then they got struck by that lightning and transformed and having like it's like an upgrade, like a power up.
Yeah,
could have done that, but
like I mean, I don't. We'll talk about that later when we talk about the Zords.
Oh yeah, sorry. Okay. Anyway, about the story. So Zed was cool. He came in. That was interesting. And then other than the power transfer, it's pretty much happened because people were like, "I want more money, derp." It was pretty much all Tommy again, about losing his powers, getting new powers, being shiny, fighting himself. It was the Tommy show again.
Yeah, so, like, we've got Zed coming in, Zed being a badass, Zed taking his powers, him whining, getting new powers, and then meeting new guys, and then transferring powers, and then we even get, like, Return of the Green Ranger because you needed more Tommy. Because
the Green Ranger's so cool.
And then the wedding, because people complained. Like, for people that don't know, like, apparently they brought Rita back to marry Zed because, like, parents were writing in complaining that Lord Zed was too gruesome of a villain.
Oh, God.
And, like, he was too threatening. And so they brought Rita back to infect him with the love potion to make Zed more of a... Like, still maniacal, but, like, more, like, of an idiot.
Yeah. Maniacal idiot.
A maniacal moron.
go, maniacal morons.
I mean, the wedding was still really interesting with bringing Rita back and their excuse for why she doesn't look like Machiko anymore.
Yeah.
But Return of the Green Ranger was just dumb.
Yeah, it kind of was like, oh, this guy with a skull face, so I'm pretty sure it's Jaden, he's going to cut your hair off and then make a duplicate. It's going to be awesome, and then you're going to fight each other, and this guy's bad, you know he's bad because he's wearing a bandana. And then he's going to go live in the Wild West with giant rats. Like, what? This show is, I swear to God, I think this show will be more enjoyable if you're stoned.
The fact that they went back to colonial California is...
There were no emancipated blacks. As far as we can tell, there's no slavery in the Power Rangers universe. That was hilarious, that dumb guy. No, the writers are just dumb. Oops, just totally broke something.
Like, I can't fathom how they thought Colonial California was a good idea.
I don't know what's wrong with those people. Wasn't Adam, like, trying to bang one of those colonial chicks?
Probably, yeah.
Like, man, that Milkmaid's outfit turned me on. Come here, baby. Oh, God. Let's go. Come on. Oh, you're not shaving. Runs. Now, I was just going to ask this question. I think I answered my own question in my head. Was that the Ninja Three-Potter happened like when Jason, Trini, and Zach were still actually people on the show? And I was going to say, like, if they didn't know that they were going to quit, why did they do that? But then I remembered something that happened at Morphicon. It was one of the original Rangers. I don't remember who it was. They said that they would frequently bring in, like, potential new Rangers to keep them in line. Like, I can't remember who it was. It was, like, somebody in one of the seasons. It was Zio or otherwise. Like, they'd bring in potential candidates to, like, show them, like, hey, if you don't, like, get back in line, you hoebag, this guy's going to be the new Green Ranger. Like, so I'm pretty sure that's what they were doing with them, unless I'm wrong, and that they had already planning them being bitches or something.
I don't remember. I don't remember when. I know the power transfer,
didn't
they weren't there.
They used like stock footage and then they just had him in the suits nodding.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of pod people. But yeah, like, because I know that, but I'll have to, I guess I'll have to rewatch.
Oh, look, the power of transfer was written by Zatcher.
Oh, that explains it.
I know it was directed by Zatcher. It was written by Judd Lynn.
Oh. Well. But, yeah, like, I don't remember who it was. Like, I think his name was, like, Richie or something. He was, like, this guy with perfect hair. And, like,
Richie.
So everyone, but he was there to show that they could easily be replaced at any moment. So that could have easily been what those three were if they didn't already know. So they already had three alternates in mind. But on that same token, it was token. What am I saying? What am I talking about? Someone just slapped me. Thank you. Anyway, no. But like, it was nice that we got introduced to them before, so we knew who they were.
Yeah.
And that they were qualified, unlike some people. They were more qualified. I mean, I guess Zach dances. He and Trini's gonna work at a coffee shop after this and serve Tommy his stuff. She did. Fuck you. But what was I gonna say about the season? Well, you talk for a few minutes.
The great Bukalowski.
What?
That episode with that like space creature Bukala.
Oh yeah.
that was a mess. Oh my god, Bukala.
The whole show really is a mess. Like, if you think about it, like, sorry to while you're talking, it's like, I was just gonna say, Bokisha Sindarela! No, I was just gonna say that, like, at least it was slightly more entertaining, probably, to watch, like, if I were to rewatch the whole season, because it has a lot more two-parters,
uh-huh.
Or at least stuff went down, like, where MMPR season one had, like, four Tommy stories and filler. Like, I remember we went over the plot, just, like, brief summary last time, it took, like, 45 seconds. All right, you go ahead and talk for a few minutes.
I don't know. Return of the Green Ranger was strange, like I said. Storybook Rangers, I don't understand why it needed a two-parter.
Yeah.
Other than they wanted to use the main die villain for something. Or no, not the main die villain. I don't remember.
Somebody was there and they did something.
Yeah, something like that. I don't fucking know anymore. But Wild West Rangers is something to take a look at. I don't know why they did this.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I always laugh at the people on Ranger Board. They get in, like, serious discussions.
Oh, I know.
About continuity and timelines. Like, seriously, these fuckers had no idea what they were doing. It doesn't even matter. Like, well, the Wild West Rangers were the first Power Rangers ever. And, like, no. This is dumb. Why was there white power coin back then?
There wasn't.
Wasn't there?
No. They just had the white stranger.
Oh, he didn't transform?
No.
Oh, just ignore me. You know what? I'm proving Kevin's point for him.
And pink was normal, so there was no Wild West pink either.
Oh.
But like,
there's no dark one.
Like, they were the first Rangers, but they're still the same power.
Yeah.
But apparently really they get, like, tassels on their stuff because they're from the Wild West.
Like, basically, especially more next season, like, Origins and anything to do with MMPR is pretty much just nonsense. Apparently these were created by a ninja. I don't know.
they were created by a ninja and then ended up in the hands of the Pope.
The Pope.
Who had a fight with the witch over them. And he lost one and kept five. And then the ninja made more. I don't know.
I don't know. It was just insane. And as far as the cast change goes, personally, I prefer Rocky, Adam, and Aisha to the original three. That's just me. Maybe
too.
It's because Rocky's more realistic because his hair moves.
Like, I don't really like Rocky, but I like Rocky more than Jason. Like, the thing about the original group is that I think I would like them more if they had more character.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Rocky, Aisha, and Adam were in it for longer than them.
Yeah.
So, if you watched everything, you know them better. I mean, Rocky stayed on through Zio. Adam stayed on for Zio and then Turbo.
And then came back a million times.
And came back like, multiple times because he's awesome like that.
And then Aisha went to Africa.
Aisha went to past Africa. And, and then got replaced with
another one. They're the same person.
I don't. I will talk about that next season. I don't really know. I mean, I know why they did that because she.
I thought that even right off the bat, they just had more personality.
Like I honestly feel like that too because I think it's kind of like the samurai effect. Like season one, there was like, here's your character stereotypes. Roll with it.
Yeah.
And so they're like, okay, and then they did their stereotypical click personality.
Yeah.
And like at the beginning of season two, they started developing their own personalities a little bit, and then they left.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when Rocky, Adam, and Aisha came in, they're like, make characters, go have fun. And so, I mean, Billy started to get his own character to move away from the nerd and more of the just, I'm intelligent.
Yeah.
And Kim started to be less like, yay, and more of an actual person. So, like, everything started to shift in season two with character development. That's one of the things I really liked about the season.
Yeah.
Was even if the plot wasn't a huge upgrade from season one, it still was, because I think that with the amount of one, two, three parters, that one parter,
yeah,
that's
like
a filler episode, damn it.
Even if they weren't, like, going towards an overall arc, at least it was entertaining to see something happen that was important.
Yeah. Like, it was me when I watched, like, Bokenger. Like, the only time I was interested in Bokenger was when it was a two-parter.
And there was hardly any, like, especially in original MMPR, like, any good, like, one-parter ideas for the monster. Like, it was basically the same thing. Monster comes down and attacks, we kill him. Like, at least later seasons got better storylines for it.
Yeah, like, I mean, some of these weren't that bad. I mean, like, the Green Dream had to do with the plot, so...
Yeah.
That, it's kind of hard to pick that one out, but... Power Stealer wasn't too bad.
Wannabe Ranger was okay.
Yeah, that one wasn't too bad. For how much shit I give it, Rocky Just Wants to Have Fun was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't really a good episode, but it was
still... Well, like, it made more sense. Like, I love how they're like, Tommy is now the leader of the Power Rangers because he has more fans and is all-around cool guy. Hope that's okay, Jason, but I don't really care about checking with you. Your freak chair doesn't move.
Like, it's the Zordon is big dick thing. Yep. That he's just like, Tommy, with your new powers, you are the leader of the Power Rangers. Jason's just like, man, that's so cool. Rolls eyes, pissed face.
Like, man,
he starts plotting.
No, I'm the one with the muscles and the power.
That's why Jason left, because...
Pretty much.
It wasn't because Austin St. John wanted money. It was actually Jason came to life, and he was like, fuck this man, and he left.
Like, okay, talk about two things. In seriousness, like, it is kind of... I used to get really mad about that they wanted more money, and in one way, that is kind of a bitch move. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, from what I've heard, Saban is like the Nazis when you work for them, especially back then. Like, they, like, overworked him and underpaid him and, like, didn't give him any kind of, like, food or water and, like, made him... It was, like, it sounded really awful, is my point. Like, especially when you hear stories about the movie and stuff and just, like, there was no, like... They just didn't treat him very well, so I understand in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... And but I guess also I heard at Morphicon that they kind of got big heads, especially those three, like, after the success of Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. But, in terms of that, like, when Tommy and Jason were both there, they were both kind of, like, leader types, so it kind of didn't work. But Rocky was more of the kind of, like, goofy, like, secondary, like second-in-command or more, like, goofy, like, chip-type character that he worked more so as, like, a non-leader.
Yeah.
So that just...
Like, Rocky was never the leader.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was a secondary leader because he was...
Red.
Excuse me, because he was red.
Mm-hmm.
But he was never, like, the leader.
Yeah, he just fit better with the character. I mean, with the arrangement, I mean. And I always liked Adam better because he reminded me of me because he's all quiet. And he's Adam and he's awesome.
I just liked Adam because he was fucking awesome.
I know, he's like, fuck yeah, let's kick it old school and do some kind of crazy air flip and just kill all these chillers.
And, like, Johnny Young Bosch is seriously, like, the coolest person ever. Like, honestly. He does so many awesome anime roles and video game roles for that matter. Like, and he's kind of banned. He does everything.
I know, just everything ever. And he plays, like, magic or something. I don't know. I've heard he does magic in his free time. He goes to Hogwarts in the summer.
Do magic.
But I just overall liked the cast change a lot better, and I think it helped the show.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't hate the original cast by any means, but I just, watching the show for the entire run of it, I just, when I think of PR, I tend to think of like season 2 and season 3 as far as a cast goes, as opposed to season 1. Like, the first thing I think of is generally season 1 just because it's so nostalgia.
Yeah.
But as far as characters, like, I remember tidbits from like the 2 and 3 cast as opposed to the first cast, because like I said, they just didn't really have too much in the way of character development.
Yeah.
Which, that was pretty much our character discussion, too.
Yeah, we just kind of bled into it. That was character discussion, by the way. Well, I guess there's still Bulk and Skull.
Yeah, okay, Bulk and Skull, they I don't remember.
Yeah, I think they were just, like, slightly nicer, maybe.
Like,
they had the plot about finding who the Rangers were.
Yeah, season 2 was finding out who the Rangers were.
Mm-hmm.
Season 1 was just being assholes.
Yeah, pretty much. And getting beat up by Jason. So, one more time, my face. I'm going to pick you in the cake. I'm going to get my greasers to fucking beat you up on all of our hair.
Season 2, they were less mean, and they were just trying to think of crazy ways to figure out who the Rangers were.
And that could be entertaining at times.
And it was entertaining. Like, I enjoyed them as characters in Season 2. And
yeah, they were about better.
Anywhere besides Season 1. Like, I honestly didn't like them in Season 1. I was like, you're just a bunch of ass.
Pretty much.
You're the people at school that I hate.
Exactly.
Even though there was never anyone at school even remotely like that, but...
Yeah, they're such generic stereotypes. That never happened in high school, honestly. Maybe in the 50s.
I mean, we had bullies in high school, but they didn't try to shove people in trash cans.
They just tried to stab you.
School do you go to?
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I really enjoyed Bulk and Skull in this season, and then, like, any time they were in the show afterwards, like... Past season 1, they just got so much character development that they're honestly like the most developed characters in the entire franchise.
They kind of are. Even though Bulk randomly changes professions like Tommy, but whatever.
I mean, like, they were bullies, they were like wannabe detectives, and then they were police officers, and then they were detectives, and then they were like invisible, and then they were monkeys.
Oh, I forgot about that.
They've done everything.
Seriously.
I
really
forgot what season they were monkeys. Was it Turbo?
Turbo. Yeah, I totally skipped Turbo. I went right from Zeo to space. That's not really any other characters.
What are they doing in space? They're police officers again?
They were fighting. They were with Professor Calamity or whatever his name is.
Professor Phenomenus or whatever?
Yeah, who the hell is Professor Calamity?
Calamity Kimberly? That was an episode.
Maybe. There's something else I'm thinking of. But yeah, they were like, oh, look, let's find aliens. It's an alien. No, that's an egg. No, it's an alien!
That guy died. I'm so sad.
Oh, I didn't even know. Sorry. Sorry, little guy. And then Skull got left on Earth, and then he boned Kimberly, and then Spike popped out. Apparently, that's what everyone says.
That's our theory.
Yep, I actually think Miss Appleby was the true mother. But...
Oh, God. Well, there is a rise in teacher-student relations.
Yeah, apparently, Brian.
What? Oh, God.
You were just kidding. Remember that joke earlier? Oh, okay. Anyway, that was just weird.
That was just rude.
I'm sorry. I just referencing the joke earlier.
I guess so. Let's talk about villains for a little bit.
Yeah, the villain discussions.
No one new was brought in except for Zed, so...
Yeah. Goldar's wings, they were an entirely different character.
Yeah, like, Goldar... was so much better in this season.
Yeah.
And, okay, basically everyone was better than season 1 except for
the putties.
She left. Okay, the putties. Let's talk about the putties for a minute.
Let's make them super strong, but then they can only die by pushing this one button that makes them explode. All right, the button's like super hidden though, right? No, it's a giant Z on their chest. It's hidden in plain sight.
They're like the super putties. They're so hard to defeat. I'm like, just poke them in the chest.
Seriously,
and they die.
And we could still fight him over picnic tables, though.
Yeah. Like, I hate that so much. Like, I like their design a little better because they're all, like, shiny and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, the entire concept is ridiculous. Zed's all like, they're so strong, they're so cool, they're our super putties. And they're like, poke.
What I find funny is that the first time they fought him, they had trouble before they discovered the weakness. But how could you not punch that area? It's, like, the biggest area and, like, the
I know,
most
they're all, like, hitting
vulnerable.
Him in the head and, like kicking them in the shin.
That was back when they could actually hit him in places that would do damage.
Yeah.
Now they're like, just lightly tap him. Just tap it in. Tap, tap, tap it. Oh, God. That's a clock.
Okay, so Rita wasn't really in it that much.
Yeah, she's just like, oh, I'm back on.
At the end, so there really isn't too much to talk about Rita other than the fact that she's Rita. She basically didn't change too much.
Except her face.
We'll talk about Zed last, because there's the most to talk about Zed. Like, Goldar didn't really go through a change, but he was just a better character.
The only thing that I remember, like, change-wise, was that his rivalry kind of shifted towards White.
Yeah, he ended up having more of a rivalry with Tommy because Jason was gone.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck Rocky.
Fuck Rocky. This kid just wants to have fun. One thing about Rocky, I remember laughing at... He said, like, in the first, like, year he was on there, maybe less, that he thought it was funny that he had to use Austin St. John's wardrobe, and he had, like, giant muscle shirts, but his arms were skinnier. I just find that funny. He's like, and then I had to use his hair products, and my hair, like, didn't move. It was freaky. Anyway. I didn't know that. Adam had to wear, like... like purple dance man. Just kidding.
Like, there really isn't too much else because
the villains are just kind of there in MMPR.
Scorpina made a comeback in one episode. That was cool.
Scorpina.
Silly little like, Finster and Squat and Babu. They weren't really in it all that much.
They just kind of hid behind the wall and talked.
Yeah.
They shared their feelings.
Hung out because like Finster didn't have anything to do.
They're like, hey, look, I didn't know this part of the castle was back here the whole time. Wow. And the whole castle looks different. Isn't that weird? Like, last season it wasn't a giant, like, stick with a ball on it. And now we got this awesome castle that says Z all over it. That's weird.
That's so
whatever.
Crazy. Whatever. The monsters in this season was just so weird. I mean, yeah, that's Dai's fault, but...
Yeah.
Dai Ranger had weird-ass things.
Well, they did have a little kid as White. Just
like, they had a purse
antics.
Monster?
Oh, God. That was the team-up, wasn't it? That was the team-up in Zio. Or was that a different purse monster? Because it was just like a pink blob with buttons on it.
I remember. All I remember is that there was a purse monster.
It all blends together. It really is kind of difficult sometimes because you just kind of all mush this with the first half of Turbo together. Like one giant brain mush.
The Wizard of Deception. Photomare. That guy's a camera. That guy was dumb.
Well, there was some really weird
Pachinko
shit.
Pachinko had for best monster ever.
It was so, like, fitting, though, of MMPR's wackiness, though.
Oh, absolutely. Beamcaster.
Charmcaster. Wait, she's from Benton.
Doomstone.
That sounds like a Pokemon.
That's how you evolve Dark
Kofagrigus.
Pokemon Doomstone.
Oh, yeah, you evolve Yamask into Kofagrigus by doing that.
The Doomstone. Magnet Brain.
That's a creative name.
Magnet Brain? No, that was a mirror monster that was the...
Mirror Monsters.
Purse Head.
Where's the Advent deck? Yeah, there was two Purse Monsters then. You're right. Purse Head.
I wonder if that was the pink one. I don't remember.
No, the pink blob one was from the team-up with Alien Rangers and Zio. That was created by Zed and Rita.
I'm going to look up Purse Head. I want to see what it looked like.
Oh, God. Don't look on Google. You'll get something gross. A dick sticking out of the purse.
The dick just seems so strange. Hold on. You want to see Purse Head?
Yeah, sure, let me get up out of my perch.
Here's Purse Head. He was basically a coin purse with legs. And a stick.
Power Rangers Wikia. Oh, I remember that. That's fucked up. They're just holding a giant stick with something on the end of it. That sounds wrong.
He was partnered up with the lipstick monster.
Oh, God. What fucked up shit.
Good old MMPR.
Classic.
So we've got Zoo 2 that ended up not being Zoo 2 because they introduced toys too early, and then just a giant train of Tommy going on here. So Zed was awesome when he appeared first.
I know, he was so badass. He's like, let's kill these motherfuckers.
He was so good.
That's what the subtitle said.
And then he's like, he was the first time like to actually be really close to winning.
Duh, winning. Hashtag Zed's winning.
he was really cool, and then they totally neutered him when he married Rita.
That's what happens when you get married, though. Look at Kevin. Sorry, I couldn't resist. He feels like a 50s housewife. Like, his dreams don't matter. Rita's like Michael Jackson's dad. He's abusing him right now. But, like, it did create... Whoa, stop beating me. It did create some funny antics.
Oh, it did. Like I loved the hilariousness once they got married. Like, everything was just so crazy. Like, I miss the badass Zed, but it was still really funny, like...
And he's just such a cool design. Like, sure, he's kind of a naked meat brain, but he's cool. Like, it's really weird to think about. Like, he's just, like, this naked, like, Chippendales zombie. But he's really cool, and he's so badass, and he has such a cool voice. And I love the story behind... Oh, fuck. Why am I forgetting his name?
Robert Axelrod.
There we go. Okay. Like, he always did silly characters for them, and they're like, he auditioned for, came in to audition for Zed. They're like, well, you know, don't stop. You're embarrassing yourself. You do our funny characters. You're adorable. And then he's like, what did you say to me? You fuck. And they're like, holy shit. And he's like, such this little man.
Like, I think he was larger and then he shrunk.
Yeah. But... Like, no offense to him now, but he's kind of, like, really small, and, like, his neck moves to the side. Like, I think like, so his, like, house shrunk on him or something, and he just grew that way. No offense, sorry. I had to say something about that.
No, like, I was honestly, I'm not freaked out when I saw him at ASUN, but it was just kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've seen pictures of him before, but I didn't realize he went through that drastic of a physical change. And so I wasn't expecting how mean he was.
And, like, his picture they show, like, his promotional shot for the guest, like, it looks like he's doing this, like, pose to the side of his head. That's just how his neck is. Oh, sorry. I mean.
He is really cool, though.
Yeah, he is. He's really super
like,
nice.
He still does the Zed voice pretty well, all things considered. And so he's a really cool guy. He told
stories. Nice panels, and he doesn't charge, like, overcharge for his autograph, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
He signed... I forgot what he signed for me.
He signed my, like, villains poster I got at Morphicon.
Ah. Yay.
But, so, yeah, Zed was... He was cool.
Zed was a good change for the series, I think.
Yeah, it definitely was. Even if the castle was weird. And he, like... To make monsters grow, he just threw a fucking bomb at him. That just kind of looked like a weird, like, samurai smiley face. Because it was, like, a little ball with, like, a little hairdo on it. But it was still cool. It really was.
They were supposed to look like grenades.
I know, but like it just looked funny. Like, what kind of grenade has a knob sticking off of it like that?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
But it was cool.
Okay. At least
they have detonators.
So, since we forgot to talk about this last time.
One complaint is that this goes for next season pretty much too, is I'm disappointed Zed didn't have more battles with the Rangers.
Oh, I know.
Physically. Because he could have totally fucking phoned him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He had a stick.
Stick.
He had a stick that they had a duct tape
sticks,
in.
Pwn all.
In green no more, was it?
Duct tape.
I think it was green no more where it had Zed's stick was duct taped. I don't remember. Maybe it wasn't green no more. I don't remember to be exact, but...
It was stick no more.
Zed's stuff had duct tape in the middle. It was hilarious. But, since we didn't talk about this last time, since we were
Swords.
So caught up in nostalgia... Zords. It would kind of help to talk about Zords every season.
Yeah, it kind of would.
So, last season we had dinosaurs. This season we have mythical animals. So, despite it being a lion, it's actually the Shishi, the legendary lion. Like the lion dog or something.
Shishi Origami? Which is really like some kind of fat lion that just kind of scoots across. I don't know what that's about. He's got a giant, like, what do you call those things on a blow? Fuck! I can't make the joke! Crystal ball on his back. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So, in the last part of the mutiny, like, the Zords get destroyed. Or, like, they get sent to the whatever.
Crevice?
Yeah, they, like, fall into the lava.
They rewound the footage to make it look like they fell in.
Basically, that's what they did.
Zordon's like, hey, quick, hit the rewind button. Yes!
And so, like...
Give Adam Sandler his remote back.
Kimberly's all like, the Zords!
That was next season.
But, anyway, but for some reason, like, I don't understand the Thunder Zords exactly. Like, he recovered the Zords and used power to turn them into new Zords.
That's MMPR logic. It's kind of like when people say Nintendo logic. MMPR
logic.
They're
like, Tyrannosaurus Red Dragon Thunder Zord power. And so you got the Tyrannosaurus just kind of scooting along and doing his, like, head bob thing. I don't know.
And it gets hit by lightning, and it's like...
He gets hit by lightning, and goes... And then turns into a long Chinese dragon. So, like, it was cool at first, and then...
Yeah.
Then it just kind of got silly because You have Sabertooth, Tiger, Griffin, Thunderzord power. That's like
Yeah.
12,000 syllables you have to say.
And, like, I dig the Zords, but the Griffin and the Unicorn are, like, the worst Griffin and Unicorn I've ever seen.
Like that. Well, the
They just kind of
one of
scoot
them was
around.
a Kirin. It wasn't even a unicorn.
What was it? What is
A
that?
Kirin's kind of like a unicorn,
Like a unicorn with a little stub on its head?
but.
Well, the bottom line is for those type of animals, like, the way their body's supposed to look, it just was fucked up. It was
Yeah.
like a foot with a head on it that danced.
Kind of.
But that's what kind of early, like, Sentai mech designs were like. Like, the animals didn't quite look like animals yet. They still were
Yeah.
kind of mechanized. Like, we didn't have, like, Wild Force stuff where they would look like animals.
A Kirin is a mythical hooved Chinese chimerical creature known throughout various East Asia cultures.
It's a unicorn? Okay.
It's a Chinese unicorn, basically.
Okay. So it's a unicorn that's like, oh, really? You want the number five? Why is it Gilmon? I don't know.
It's basically like a unicorn mixed with a dragon.
Okay. Let's go with that. I still see. That's, of course, Billy gets the unicorn, though. That's kind of gay. Triceratops, unicorn, Thunderzord power! And then he's like, and then, like, rainbows come out. That was in the deleted scenes. Not a lot of people saw that.
So cool. But, like, I don't. It's hard to tell which one I like better. Because, like. Oh, I totally just misspelled Die Ranger. I really like the Thunder Megazord. Like,
Yeah, I really do like it. It's pretty
the
awesome.
overall design. Here's my problem with it. Like, I loved the design. It was, like, giant, like, Shogun. It was really cool. But the toy sucked really hard.
Yeah.
Because you had the really, like, spindly red dragon trying to house, like, these giant connecting pieces. And it was just really floppy, and things fell apart, and the Firebird didn't really know where the fuck it was going.
Yeah. She's like, I gotta stick on here somewhere. Make room. I'm getting in the giant meat sack.
Don't know. Oh, Pegasus, okay. So
Pegasus Mon, Flying
it
Hope.
was Pegasus and Kirin instead of Griffin and Unicorn.
Oh.
So that's why the Griffin doesn't look anything like a Griffin because it's actually a Pegasus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No wonder it's so fucked up. And I thought a griffin looked like a tiger, and then tiger looked like a bear, and then a triceratops looked like a wolf. And I was just totally fucked up when I was little.
That's why the Griffin looks like a horse.
Horse!
Horse.
Jaden's like, symbol power, horse!
And Kirin looked like a horse because it was supposed to look like a horse.
G-Reb.
But anyway, we didn't. Apparently, Pegasuses weren't cool enough, so.
I
Like, I
liked it.
understand Kirin in a unicorn, but Pegasus to a griffin? Griffin's got bird heads, not horse. Whatever.
Yeah, no wonder. That makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just be like legendary horse Thunderzords?
Legendary horse.
Yeah.
Legendary horse!
Fuck
Yeah,
yes.
like, I like the design a lot. It's just I didn't really like it as a kid because the toy was so bad.
Yeah.
Like, it just kept falling apart. I'm like, oh, damn it. I
That's why I
just went
keep
back to
mine in.
playing with the original Megazord. Because
You just like throw it
it
away.
just held together so much better. I could actually play with it. But I I kind of like the design of the Thunder Megazord more
Yeah,
than
it
the
does.
original
It's like
Megazord.
the original one's so classic, but the second one's so badass.
Like, it's so classic, but it's not really that great.
Yeah.
Like, I like the Thunder Megazord better because they had, like, a unique, more, like, original design to me.
And I had a badass sword. It pulled out like a
Yeah.
samurai, and it was like, fuck yes, I'm awesome.
This had suffered from a bad toy, and when I was a kid, the toy was pretty much all that mattered.
And the Thunder Megazord got to keep the sword on him. And then the MNPR was like, we need Megazord sword power now. And they're like, hold on, it's coming down. It's almost here. They just pull it out. Bam, dead. But then when they slashed with it, sometimes the original sword would appear. Or possibly the Dragon Zord's tail. I don't know.
It's a terrible side effect.
Pretty much. This happens when you take too much Ambien.
But yeah, I kind of prefer the Thunderzords to the Dinozords. But that's just me. I dig mythical things a little bit more than dinosaurs, so I'm slightly biased. But
Dinosaur. Oh, I like mythical beasts like zombies for the next O's combo.
dragons, zombies, and
Like, the
fairies,
whole
or something.
transforming into the new Zords was kind of neat
Like, it
in a
was neat,
way.
and then it just got dumb.
And then when you got smart, He did realize it was stupid. Like, I don't understand why he's like, the new Zords are fucked beyond all recognition. Here's some new ones. I've been working on them in the shop. I just got to give them a nice paint coating and they're ready to go. Like, because I'm kind of used to, like, secondary mecha being a different animal. Like, look at Geki. They had, like, a gorilla, gazelle, and a
penguin.
Yeah, like, they didn't fit their animals, but. And I'm trying to think of another good example. Well, just look at, like, Gowranger, all the different mecha they had, like, fit it. Like, that makes sense to me in my head. I don't understand why they didn't just do that, but it was cool in a way, and it was definitely unique from, like, instead of copying the show, they just got a new Megazord, and it was kind of neat. And it wasn't too ridiculous. Like, next season, it got more ridiculous, them piloting all these Zords, but it just kind of felt like, before I knew about Sentai, it just kind of felt like their second robo.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me.
Because, like, 1 through 3, while different in individual chunks, just kind of blended all together. So, like, while there wasn't as many robots per season, like, if you just combine it all together, I mean, they had four robots and, like, 2 different carrier Zords, so, like, it felt evenly spaced out. Like, it wasn't really that much.
Yeah. Speaking of carrier Zords, Tor wasn't there all that much.
Tor suffered from, I don't know what to do with you.
From not being Titanus syndrome, because Titanus was a pimp.
Titanus, they had the toy, so they could do whatever they wanted with Titanus.
They could stick, like, the Jungle Pride on it and be like, hey.
Jungle Pride Ultra Zord, yeah.
The Tiger Zord was cool. I always liked the Tiger Zord.
Tiger Zord is probably one of my favorite robots ever. Just because, one, it's a tiger, so it's automatic win in my book. 2, I really liked the White Ranger.
Yeah.
And
White Ranger, go.
3, it was just cool. Like, it was a tiger, and it changed into its own robot. I know the dragon did that, too, but the dragon was just really anticlimactic because the toy wasn't as cool.
And it's funny how, like, you can't make it ride on the tiger on the toy unless you, like, totally want to make its, like, gooch break. But and it was cool that the Tiger Zord can combine with the other 4, so you totally don't need Red Ranger anymore.
Yeah,
it's like, you're useless. Get out of here. We got Tommy. You know, let's just make this a Tommy show.
Like, that combination was still pretty cool looking anyway. His face bothered me.
Yeah, it does bother me. That's what I keep it in to save space, and it's more stable. And then I just have the Red Dragon, like, Megazord thingy on its own because it looks cool. I thought it looked cool.
Like, I think it looks really cool. I just think the Tiger Zord was a better toy than the Red Dragon was.
Well, yeah, it just. More stable, and I'm missing pieces, and don't judge me. But so yeah, the Zords were cool, and, like, for the first time that they changed Zords with the same suits, it made more sense the first year, for sure.
Yeah.
And like, like, I watched the original show more the first season I watched more casually when I was little, and, like, the second season was kind of when I started watching it more, like, religiously. So, like, kind of like you said with the cast, is when I think of MMPR, I remember more that cast and these Zords more. Because I was older and I watched it more.
Yeah.
And, like, I just liked it better.
So, overall thoughts, I liked season 2 a lot better than season 1.
Yeah, so did I.
To put it simply, I mean, you had some better plots, a lot more plot intertwining, a lot of Tommy.
Fuck yes.
A lot more character development, a lot more character interaction, cool new Zords. I wish they had cool new suits, but alas, they didn't. Bulk and Skull were really, really cool in this season. They weren't assholes anymore. Cool new villains. It was just kind of like cool new everything except the suits.
Pretty much. Like, pretty much what you said. We're, like, the same person.
I know.
Like, it was kind of a mess because they had to keep explaining stuff all the time and, like, introduce new shit. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a mess if you look at it overall, but it was more entertaining because there was more stuff to watch them do instead of, like, hey, let's blow up a monster. It was like they were doing something, and the characters were better, the acting got a little bit better, and, like, it just had more of a, I don't know, it just felt better. Like, it slowly got better, and next season we'll get into that, like, more so. It just slowly got better, and they slowly kind of found out what they were doing. But there were still kind of some ridiculous explanations, but if I had to rewatch a season, like, if I had to rewatch it for what we're doing now, I would have a much easier time rewatching season 2.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was just, they just knew what they were doing a lot better. And then it ends.
So... final thing. I'm not gonna try.
Okay. Final thingies, Pokesha!
Final thingies, Pokesha, Cinderella!
Cinderella!
I don't know anymore.
What is wrong with you, Gamble? I mean, Gamble. Gotcha.
Anyway, by the time this goes up, we'll probably have a cool article on RR saying how we need to hire people. So, if you're cool and can type, like, legit English sentences...
Like, and you're deluxe?
Yeah, if you can type deluxe sentences...
Like, if your name's, like, Richard, like, Jones, make sure you put deluxe Richard Jones. Looks very good on the application.
It does. So, like, if you can actually write, please apply. If you can't write, don't bother.
Also, a note, not to sound mean, but when you send in the application, it doesn't automatically mean you get hired.
Yeah, it's...
We've gotten several people that they send an application and ask why they haven't gotten their password yet. So that doesn't mean you automatically get hired. I'm not trying to be mean, just saying.
In other news, since it's mentioned in the article, I'm going to go ahead and flat out announce it now.
Oh, fuck yes.
The RR forums, also known as the RAM boards, thanks to this guy over here.
Yes,
my name. We'll be launching pretty soon. I don't know when exactly, but we need to hire some people for moderating positions and stuff like that too. So those will be launching very soon. It's really fun. There's a lot of cool features on there that Ryokia found. So and one thanks to Ryokia, because without him, it wouldn't be there at all. We'd still be just a little podcast floating in subspace.
Thank you, Ryokua, for being awesome.
Heart.
And making all this awesome stuff in shirts and making us feel special.
Special.
We're so special.
We're so special, are you?
Oh, God. Is that supposed to be Jar Jar?
It's supposed to be Q-mon.
Oh, I got it. And then it kind of sounded like a deranged Q-mon.
Yeah, because my voice is so dry right now.
Oh, God.
I've been talking for 2 hours without anything to drink. My voice really does sound like this.
That's why Gosh always is like that.
He spent millions of years without anything to drink.
That's why I feel sorry for him.
Poor fuckers, vocal cords.
I'm sorry, Gosha. Well, why are you guys still here? We need to get some water. Leave. The podcast is over.